This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
What's up, I'll tell you. What about the party on the 44th floor? Put your hands up! Put your hands up! Oh, it doesn't really work when you're the only one in the studio. Yes, yes, yes. What is up is attitude, ladies and gentlemen. Altitude! Yeah, the 44th floor rocking out each and every week. That is what's up, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello!
And welcome! Welcome to another episode of the Rockin' Comedy Show. Remember, this show does come to you each and every week from the padded walls of the Electric Zen Box. And I am your host!
I'd like to drill holes in your head and suck all your thoughts out with a straw.
Yeah, well, in order to do that, it better be a crazy straw. I am your host until Jay Leno comes along and says, hey! I want to be on your show because you get 100,000 downloads. And I'm like, listen, Mr. Chin, that's not going to happen. All right? You may be able to F over Conan O'Brien, but you're not going to take advantage of the Rockin' Comedy Show. Yeah, it is the Rockin' Comedy Show right up here on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant and Sugar Factory. You wouldn't believe the stuff that goes on in this little building. You really wouldn't. There's so much. We have karate classes. We have a bowling alley on the 20th floor. I don't know why there's a bowling alley on the 20th floor. Why? Why there? Why can't it be on the first floor? It just seems to make sense. It's a good thing we don't do the show on the 19th floor, because you'd hear all the bowling pins. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I'm all pumped and ready to go, my friends. My name is Crazy Jay. I am your host of the madness. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on MySpace. You can find me at Twitter. And you can also email me if you'd like.
P-A-R-T. Why?
Because you've got mail.
And my email address is crazyj@comic.com. Again, that is crazyj@comic.com. One more time, super slow. CrazyJComic.com.
You ever have that feeling where you're not sure if you're awake or still dreaming?
The reason you download every week, it's Mad Mike.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. So, what about the game, huh?
What game?
The one that was on today.
Which one? Number two.
You know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah, that was a... I can't believe... How do you drop a football that many times? Like, I didn't even think... Could it really be that hard to hold on to?
I think they were suffering from fumble-itis or something like that.
Did you bet?
I did.
You did? Oh, no. Did you pick Minnesota?
I did.
Oh, no. And it went into overtime, and you know what's crazy? I don't know, like, do you watch the playoffs every year?
Yeah, not like I used to, but this time around I did.
It's kind of rare when a game goes into overtime.
Yeah.
Even in, like, regular games. And we've had two games that I could think of so far that have gone into overtime, and both just were so, like, heartbreaking, man.
Yeah, that Green Bay game's still, I think, one of the best games.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. But that Minnesota game is really good, but Green Bay.
They messed it up, man.
Let's see. Peterson dropped it like two, three times. He managed to recover two of them. Then, and then Favre, he got hit pretty hard a couple times.
He did. He took a couple good hits.
He's an old
man now. He can't take hits like that.
So do you think he's going to be back next year?
He doesn't need to be. He's beat every team in the NFL, including the one that he used to play for.
So yeah, that's true.
He could actually retire.
But I think he wanted another Super Bowl ring.
He doesn't need it.
To put on his penis.
I don't think he needs it, actually.
He doesn't. He's already got one, right? So now we've got the Saints and the Colts.
Yeah.
Who do you want to win?
Probably the Saints.
Yeah. I'm going to say Colts. Yeah. I'm going to go against you. I'm going to go with Colts.
You want to bet?
Let's do it. Let's bet. That's a cool idea.
What do you want to bet?
All right, let's see here. What should we bet? Okay. The loser has to eat a whole jar of pickles that the other person does not like. So, like, I would have to eat a whole jar of dill pickles. You would have to eat a whole jar of sweet pickles.
I don't hate sweet pickles.
You hate them, Jay.
No, I prefer dill. I'll eat sweets. I'll eat them if I have to. But you're on. You're on.
Okay. Sounds good. The whole jar.
Whole jar.
And we will do it during our listener party. That way there can be witnesses.
I think there should be a time limit.
How many can you eat within a certain amount of time? Well, now, hold on now. If we're going to do that, see, because sweet pickles are smaller than dill pickles. So are we going to go by weight ratio? Be more specific.
It's a jar. It doesn't matter how many's in there. You have to eat a jar of pickles in, like, 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Jar of pickles.
Yeah.
Okay, deal. Deal.
At the listener party.
At the listener party, February 11th.
That's right.
11th. Okay. Bring your money.
Listener party, Casa D'Amore is coming on board with giving us a $50 gift certificate to give away to a lucky listener.
Have you ever eaten there?
Yes, I have.
I've never been there.
Yes, you have.
I don't know. I don't know. It sounds nice, though.
You've been there a couple of times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Last time you were there was with Mr. Slayton.
Yes. And we went there with our Irish friends.
That's right. And they're thinking about coming back out.
Oh, they should.
Yeah.
I got so constipated from that stupid pork chop, that stuffed pork chop. Unreal.
Well, it was like 4 feet thick.
Yeah, the thing was intense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a week. I won't eat that again.
I know.
The pasta was good.
I remember hearing about it for a week.
Yeah, it was rough.
How's it going, Mike? Haven't dropped it yet.
Haven't dropped it.
That's not what I meant. I just meant, how you doing? How you feeling? I haven't dropped it yet. All right, yeah. Let's just move on.
I weighed like an extra 10 pounds.
Well, I came up with a new segment for the show, but...
That's right.
We have to have a contestant.
Mm.
And he's not picking up his phone.
Why?
I don't know.
Can we call him right now?
I've been trying to call him, and he's not answering. But it's a new segment. It's not going to be on the show every week. It's just going to pop up here and there, and it's called "What Was I Thinking?" by Matt Mike.
Nice.
It could be.
Wait a minute. What was I thinking?
It could be a moment in the show where you just broke out in song. It could, and you know,
that never
they have to know exactly when this was. Like, they don't have to say like episode like 68 or something. They just have to go, oh yeah, he was talking about
so and so,
and he broke out into a song. Maybe you did something funny during a how-to, and they have to know
what how-to it was.
They can say yeah, it was a how-to, but they have to specifically know like it was when he was talking how to be an urban ninja.
Ah.
So now, it's very specific because my good friend Daniel over at Best Buy has given us a $25 gift card to give away to the winner.
Oh, wow.
So your object in the game is you need to stop them from giving them the prize.
Like, can I punch them in the mouth?
Well, they're on the phone. It's going to be a little hard to do.
I can hang up on them.
You could. But... If you don't know where it came from, we've got an issue.
Oh man, I can't ever remember. I don't even remember waking up this morning.
I will since we don't have the caller.
Okay.
We'll give an example of what it would be like.
Okay. All right.
All right. And you should be able to guess. And the only reason this came about was I came across an old show the other day.
All right.
I'm not even going to tell you who the guest was on the show because
okay.
That will definitely
give it away.
It'll help you narrow down.
Was it Charlie?
What the hell you were saying? Because I'd actually forgotten about it.
Really?
And then I heard it and I was like,
how many times? Oh, hold on. How many times in a week do you go, oh Mike, you remember blah blah blah? I'm like, oh, when did I do that? And you're like, oh, this show, last show.
There's quite a bit of times I ask, do you remember? Or because you'll say something, and a lot of times I don't really pay attention to what you're saying. And I'm like, you know.
You and me both.
And then I play it back. Like the first time you ever said that you peed in your sister's mouth. It was 4 days later that I was like, did you really say you peed in your sister's mouth?
Yeah.
It could be a moment like that that's going to come up and go, what was he thinking?
What was he thinking?
Yeah. And it's cool because, like, I mean, you'll be impressed. I even went out of my way to, like, get game show music, you know. Oh, yeah. We were going all out today. Yeah. Thanks, Dino Mike, for calling in.
Yeah.
See? Son of...
That's porn music.
No, that's game show music.
No, that's porn. No, what kind of show is this?
It could be porn, but it's not. All right, so are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's see if you remember.
All right.
You want a clue?
Aren't I supposed to have a clue?
No.
I can't remember if I don't know anything.
I'm just going to play it, and you
just,
have to
just play
figure
it.
Out
play
where it.
It
was in the show.
Just play it, and then I'll see what I can.
Okay, here we go.
Sitting on the pigeons. What's that? Hold it. And now I'm swimming in the ocean of Mountain Dew. And if I drink any more, my potency is through.
Bam! There it is. So
wow.
See, I'm going to start collecting clips, and you're going to, you know, periodically have to play the game.
I want to say the best I can do is I think that's from a how-to.
It is from a how-to.
I for the life of me can't remember which one.
Will it help if I tell you the guest that was on the show?
Probably not.
I knew it was going to be tricky.
Wow. Oh, hold on. I'm thinking.
You want to hear it again?
Damn it. Not yeah.
I'll give you a little longer to figure it out.
Flying through the air,
seagulls,
shitting on the pigeons.
What's happening? On the pigeons.
fold it.
And now I'm swimming in the ocean of Mountain Dew. And if I drink any more, my potent sperm days are through.
My potent sperm days are through.
Don't worry about this yodeling Appalachian Mountain.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, see, I gave
That's
away the clue.
That's the mating call of the yodeling Appalachian Mountain gopher.
There it is.
Yeah.
That's what it was from.
So. Oh, wow. Who was the guest?
Rob Paravonian.
Oh.
And he was actually playing guitar while you were doing it, and he stopped playing guitar because it went so long.
He was like, well, what's going on here? That's funny. That's right. I remember that. I wonder what he thinks of us.
Well, he sends me emails, so he's not scared like other people that we've interviewed on this show.
Like the PMS buddy guy we'll never hear from again.
Yeah, he's done with us. So as we do this show, we stand at 90,455 downloads for the month of January.
And that's thanks to you folks on the other side of this microphone.
That is. Every day, man, we are anywhere between 4,000 to 8,000 downloads a day. So you guys are...
And we're not even porn.
An awesome job. Well, we've had porn on.
Yeah, that probably helped.
That definitely helped. But I mean, we have big numbers from Rush is still kicking ass with 1,700 downloads.
What about Canada?
Canada, they are coming in with 289.
Where are you, Canadians? Huh? We're your neighbors. Be friendly. Fuck.
Israel coming in with 94. We've got some good ones. Germany. 2,332.
Thank you, Germans.
Yeah, they're
you make excellent GPSs, by the way.
They're even doing better than China.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's how many chins in China?
How many chins in China?
Yeah.
Quite a few of them. Actually, it's 1,614.
Wow.
And thanks to our lovely iPod users, yes, we are at 401.
That is huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. Like, that is like a such a gigantic
They finally decided this show's long enough, I'm going to put it in my car.
Like, yeah.
So there you go.
It's about time, folks.
We got some comments.
Oh, nice. Oh, cool.
We got here from Casey. This show sucks.
Oh, thank you, Casey.
Thank you, Casey. Mr. X.
You're a gentleman and a scholar.
Mr. X chiming in, your buddy, your pal.
Yeah, we love that guy.
Oh.
It's a man, right?
Last time I checked. He could still be post op.
Oh,
so what is the fucking plan? Never to release my DVD? Now it's his DVD.
It's not
our DVD. It's his DVD. So what's the fucking plan? Never to release my DVD? I heard you have a new one coming out, but it's different, and it's going to suck.
Well, first off, your DVD wasn't released probably because it did suck, and the new one won't suck probably because you're not in it.
I would like to say that is the reason, but it was when we started getting close to releasing the first one, they were like, so how much is Mike in there? And we're like, none. It was filmed before Mike.
Yeah.
We don't want it. Paula N. Clark writes, we visited Vegas... We visited Vegas. One show you guys rave about is Larry G. Jones. We went to see that show. He was dark.
Oh.
But you also mentioned the piano bar at Napoleon's at the Paris to watch Bonnie, she has it, Muzel, M-U-Z, to watch Bonnie Muzel.
Tits McGee.
Wow, we had so much fun. She has so much energy. Awesome suggestion.
Well, we're glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Sorry, you know what, you should have told us you're in town. We would have had Larry do a private performance just for you.
Yeah, because he's still in Cali. Donna writes, how do you make every show just get better and better? I don't know. Donna, how do we?
That's a good speed stick.
Yeah. How do we, Donna? That is a good question.
Lots of speed stick and sunny delight.
This is actually a cool comment that somebody by the name of Dream Believer left. If you are nice and you are real with what you believe in, then there is nothing that can stop you. Good luck, guys. You crack me up every week.
Oh, well.
So?
That's great. Thank you.
It's a load of crap.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they meant to say, crap me up.
Yeah.
That could have been like...
Definitely a typo.
Could have been a typo.
Al Stevens writes, I think you guys need to get the fuck off the internet and on to Sirius. All right. We'll go tomorrow.
God. You're going to be pushy about it.
Look, guys, we're doing the best we can. Fuck. Yeah. Get off our back.
Yeah.
You guys doing anything special for the 100th show? Yes, it's our final show.
Ta-da.
Yeah. After 100, we're like, we don't need...
What is there to do?
Yeah, there's nothing
We've
left.
We've done it. We're like the Beatles.
What are we going to do? Have Bobby Slayton on again? For God's sakes.
I know.
Probably.
Well, yeah.
He'll be in town.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's our big 100th guest.
Wow.
It's Bobby Slayton. We've waited months to have him back on.
Yeah. Months.
Months.
Oh.
Oh, I'm going to get a tiger this time. Oh, good, Bobby. That's nice.
I hope it eats you. No.
Mike Turner writes, holy crap, guys. The show just gets better and better. I have commented here before. Geez, the last episode, number 98, was so good with the phone calls. And even with just a mainstream guest, you take a karaoke jock and even make it fun with the bad karaoke songs. You guys must throw the best parties in town.
Yes, we do.
And you're not invited.
Yeah.
You think that's fun? Wait till we get on Sirius. That'll be a party.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Let me tell you how I pissed Glenn off the other day.
Oh, nice. Okay, here we go. Oh, didn't Spider-Man 2 leave a comment?
Spider-Man 2, yeah.
Spider-Man 2?
He did about I believe it was the episode of the porn. Okay, where okay. He said it was a great show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. G-R-A-T-E.
Spider-Man 2. I was messing around with Glenn, and mm-hmm. I told him, you know, hey, we're real close to 100,000 downloads. Don't forget what you promised Mad Mike and I at the Playboy Club. He said...
Was it a hand job?
He said, what did I promise you? I said, well, you promised that you were going to rent us a yacht for the weekend, and we were going to just party on Lake Mead. And
oh, he did say that.
He was
like,
I didn't say that. I go, we have it written on a bar napkin.
We do.
In fact, your lovely wife said we should get a double-decker so we can really go all out and have Bonnie perform on the bus and or on the boat.
On the boat, yeah.
On the boat. And he was like, I didn't say that. I go, well, we have this bar napkin that you signed. And he goes, it doesn't count if I was drunk. This whole time, he thinks I'm, like, dead
That's
serious.
Great.
Like, I was dead serious. And then I got him to come back around, and then he was like, he goes, and I go, well, you said you will get us a yacht because the chances of us getting 100,000 downloads is just as likely as you renting us a yacht.
Yes.
He goes, I never said that because I always believed that you could do 100,000 downloads. He was back. It was so funny. I was like, Glenn, I'm just messing.
He thought you were
serious. Oh, 100%. He was like, I want to see that paper because if I was drunk, it doesn't count.
He was like my grandpa yesterday. If you did shoot a cat.
he was like, maybe Anthony Cools promised that to you. I go, we've never been to a club with Anthony Cools.
Yeah, whoa.
Yeah, we went to PT's, but no.
They don't have bar napkins at PT's.
He was so convinced that I was serious about this. It was so funny.
That's you know what we should do? We need a videotape, Glenn. Like, a day of Glenn.
I just want to know what he does.
What does Glenn do?
A day of Glenn. yeah, what does he do?
What does he do?
Apparently avoid us.
Yeah.
Is what he does.
Yeah, like, where is he today?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. What the hell, man?
He's working hard.
Or hardly working.
On other projects.
Other projects? What could be more important than you and me?
You know what's amazing? I've learned about. You know what's amazing that I've learned about Glenn, and I know that he's, you know, he's probably listening right now.
What's that?
Is that he comes up with the more things to do when he has to help us.
Yeah, but
I have to go show a house. I didn't even know you were a real estate agent.
I don't think he is. We should call him. We should call him and be like, yeah, I'm interested in a house. Let's see what he says.
Do you have a listing of houses? Please. And then he's got his video business. He's like, you guys don't talk about my video business on the show. Well, come on the show. I figured it out.
I think we've mentioned it like every week.
I figured it the last time he was on the show. I figured it out.
How long ago was it?
You ready for this?
No.
Stephanie Calvert was our guest from Starship just before we went to California to shoot the video.
That's right. Stephanie everybody wants to rule the world.
No, that's Tears for Fears.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Starship is We Built the City.
That's right.
That's right. So, that was the last time that Glenn was on the show. Glenn, are you listening? Glenn, are you listening?
Get the fuck over here. Right now.
Yeah. Are you gonna miss out on the 100th show?
Did we use the webcam thing today?
We did not.
Good. Take that, Glenn. what just happened. You don't know.
Well, we were going to, but the real air guitar champion guy that's coming in is actually not going to be able to make it, and the other guy does not want to reveal who he is until the competition.
Mm.
So during the air, during that interview, there was no webcam. So,
basically, Glenn is he's expecting a Skittle. It's an M&M.
That's right. So we're gonna take a break when we come back. One of the most popular things that we did last week was the Jack Nicholson phone call.
Oh, that was that funny?
Yeah, a lot of people really liked that. So I found a.
Are we clear?
I thought we were. so funny. So I have a couple more of those, and we'll get to those. And you have a how-to this week?
I do.
A couple people were asking about that.
Yes, I got it. It's ready to rock.
They want to know.
Well, kind of, anyway. They're always half-assed. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. So we'll be back right after this.
should see the room.
Why, those kids love that big one on.
Let's
Just give them a plastic pot.
Good idea, boss.
Thanks.
A people talked with Burger King and worked out a deal. Those cute action figures come with every meal.
It's a sensitive film, though the plot's quite thin. And I cried till I left when the cash rolled in. And all the acclaim.
That's massive acclaim.
It just came and it came.
It's almost a shame.
And I feel kind of funny.
What do you mean?
Making all of that.
Hey, Mr. Eisner, not in front of the kids.
Oh, sorry.
A big ton of moolah. There's a Lion King craze. A big ton of moolah. Give those tunes a raise.
It means Walt Disney smiling up from the grave.
Yeah, sing it, kid.
It's so good to see financially a big ton of moolah.
All right, it's the Rock and Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor. Mad Mike has joined me once again. And
hello, Mike.
As he chows down on some donuts.
I love donuts.
Nice.
It's so good. Even when they're powdery, it looks like I'm smoking coke. But I'm not.
All right, so our first celebrity prank call is someone getting a call from Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
Okay.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Who?
Who is your daddy?
Who are you talking about?
Who are you?
Who are you?
I'm Detective John Kimble.
Hey, this is a motel.
I'm a cop, you idiot. I'm Detective John Kimble.
Well, if you're a cop, you idiot, come over here and talk to me, okay?
You son of a bitch.
I don't know what he does. This is a switchboard at the Gator Lodge.
Stop it!
I don't stop nothing, you idiot.
Stop it!
That was awesome.
Yeah, I love that one. Who are you? I'm Detective John Kimble.
Was that from Kindergarten Cop? Was he John Kimble in that one, or was that Last Action Hero?
I think it's Kindergarten Cop. John Kimble, yeah.
Kindergarten Cop.
Here's one more from Arnold Schwarzenegger. This one's really good.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
Is this Dave?
I'm Detective John Kimble.
Yes, sure you are.
I'm a cop, you idiot. I'm Detective John Kimble.
Well, I'm going to come over here and I'll whoop your goddamn ass. How about that shit?
Yeah.
All right.
You son of a bitch.
Great, man. Call me that. You got a problem? Get over here. Otherwise, get off of the phone and quit being an idiot.
But I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach.
I will. Bye.
Oh, Arnie. He's so angry.
The Governator.
Governator's so mean. You notice that?
He is mean. We have one.
He doesn't take any shit.
We have another one from Al Pacino. This one's pretty good.
Hello? Guess who?
Guess who?
John. Guess who? Is John? Not to my knowledge, no. Who is it? My name is Richard Roma. Okay. It just cost me $6,000. I just did what? It just cost me $6,000. How did I do that? $6,000. Did you hear what I said? Who am I talking to? My name is Richard Roma. Richard Roma? Yes. Are you a client of mine? Yes. Who's your advisor? What you're hired for is to help us. Does that seem clear to you? Wait, but you said... Who's your advisor? Jim. Jim who? To help us, not to fuck us up. Well, wait a minute, I'm not even handling your account. To help men who are going out there to try to earn a living. You fairy. You company man.
You fairy.
What are you talking about? $6,000. Okay, are you have an American Express account with us? Yes. Who's your advisor? Jim. Jim who? Does that seem clear to you? Listen, buddy. I don't need any handling your account. I don't even know who. I can
find out who it is and have them call you. I don't care whose nephew you are, who you know, whose dick you're sucking on, you're going out. Listen, I don't even have your account. Listen, idiot. I'm not even handling your account. Who's your advisor? Don't look at the statement. Who's your advisor?
I like how he's staying, like, with it.
Wait a minute. What time do you have? What's that? What time do you have? That's right. How fucked up you are! Listen, idiot. I don't even have your account. I don't even know who you're talking to. Why don't you let me know who your advisor is, and I'll have them straighten this out with you. I don't even have your account. Oh, what a big man you are! Hey, let me buy you a peck of gum. I'll show you how to chew it. I haven't got time for this.
Wow. He just stayed on the phone for a long time.
Yeah. I actually found the website that they're getting those from. So we
Was it one guy that does it?
They put up a bunch of soundboards from just this, and you can just click on them and they go.
You do it yourself.
We could actually do them ourselves.
No way. That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought you might like that.
Wow.
This is also Al Pacino. I think this one he actually gives a number.
It's fun. Hello?
Guess who?
Guess who?
Yes.
Well, I can't even hear you for one.
My name is Richard Roma.
Who?
My name is Richard Roma.
Richard Roma?
Yes.
Richard Roma, huh?
He just cost me $6,000.
What are you talking about, man?
$6,000. Did you hear what I said?
Who is this?
Where were you last night?
Oh, my God. Where were you last night?
Where was I? I was at home.
Who is this?
My name is Richard Roma.
Richard Roma. You know who this is?
What?
Who is this?
What are you going to do about it, asshole?
What's my name?
Where did you learn your trade, you stupid fucking cunt, you idiot?
What's my name?
Hugh Carey. Yes,
what the fuck is my name?
Ray.
Ray?
Yes.
My name ain't Ray, buddy.
Jim.
It ain't fucking Jim either, motherfucker.
What?
What, bitch?
Fuck you.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Fuck you, too.
What the fuck is this?
Okay, motherfucker.
Don't waste my
motherfucking time.
Who is this?
Oh, I'm gonna have your job, shithead.
What you gonna do, boy? Who the fuck is this, man?
What am I going to do this month?
What are you gonna do this month?
Yes.
Who the fuck is this, man? I ain't fucking around no more.
I find out whose fucking cousin you are, I'm gonna go to him and figure out a way to have your ass. Fuck you!
Listen, boy, I'm gonna tell you this right now. You need to shut the fuck up and chill back. Who the fuck is this?
I don't care whose nephew you are, who you know, whose dick you're sucking on, you're going out.
Oh, yeah, is that right?
Yes.
Is that right?
That's right.
Is that right, motherfucker?
That's right.
Is that right, motherfucker?
That's right.
Huh?
What?
What?
Wow, this guy's like he's playing.
What?
You fairy.
You fairy, huh? You fairy?
You fairy.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Fuck you too.
Yeah, you hanging up?
You hanging up?
Pussy ass motherfucker.
Fuck you.
You gonna hang up, pussy?
Fuck you.
What the fuck is this? I ain't fucking around no more.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, motherfucker. Who the fuck is this, bitch?
Okay, motherfucker.
Don't call my ass. Dude, what's my name, boy?
Jim.
Jim, huh? Jim?
Yes.
Motherfucker, you got the wrong number, dog.
Where were you last night?
Where was I? Where were you, motherfucker?
Where was I? I was at home.
Questions like that, man? You don't even know who the fuck this is, boy.
What?
Yep, that's right, you stupid-ass, ignorant motherfucker.
You fairy.
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, dude.
Well, I don't understand why he doesn't hang up the phone. He's still yelling at him.
You ain't gonna do shit, boy. Who the fuck is this?
Don't Does that seem clear to you?
Hey, dickhead. What else did you call? Dickhead. Stupid fuck, are you there? Yeah, you dumbass, dude. Who the fuck did you call? Don't call my house harassing me, motherfucker.
Oh, what a big man you are! Hey, let me buy you a pack of gum. I'll show you how to chew it.
Ooh. You know, pack of gums here? Dude, who the fuck is this?
Richard Roma.
Dude, I don't like to fuck around with you no more. You're really starting to piss me off. You call my house, you say, Jim? Who the fuck is Jim?
Jim.
Speak up, boy. Who is this?
Jim.
This is Jim?
What?
Your name is Jim.
D. Ray Morton.
Jim what?
D. Ray Morton.
What?
D. Ray Morton.
Jim Ray Morton?
Yes.
Well, listen, buddy, I don't know why you're calling my house, and you're asking for the wrong person, so, dude, you better get your shit straight, man, because you're one fucked up person. All right, man? You should get your shit straight, man. You're really fucking loony.
Wow. He stayed with it the entire time.
The entire time.
Like, what
who is this?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Who is this?
Don't call my house. And our final one, of course, is Jack Nicholson.
Of course.
It's still not as good as the one last week, but it's still funny.
Last week was epic.
Oh, yeah. Are we clear?
Thanks for calling Blackjack Pizza. Can you hold, please?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
Let me switch people here 1 second.
Combined with red cabbage and carrots, then garnished with Bermuda onions.
Can you hold? He's like, no.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Can I get your phone number, please?
How you doing?
Huh?
Hello? Can I ask you a personal question?
It sounds like you're talking through a vacuum or something. I'm really having a hard time hearing you.
This is ridiculous.
What?
Can I ask you a personal question?
I'm sorry, what question did you ask me?
You ever served in an infantry unit?
I'm sorry, what's that?
You ever served in an infantry unit?
No.
Ever served in a forward area?
No.
Ever put your life in another man's hands? Asked him
yeah.
to put his life in yours?
In order or no?
Yes.
Okay, can I get your phone number, please?
No.
We can't really do a delivery without a phone number.
That's correct. You have to ask me nicely.
Can I please get your phone number?
Well, no.
Hello?
So, what do you propose that I do?
You snotty little bastard. I'd appreciate if you would address me as Colonel or Sir. I believe I've earned it.
Okay, Colonel, can I get your can I get your phone number, please?
No.
Tell you what.
What are you trying to intimidate me with an attitude?
What's that?
What are you trying to intimidate me with an attitude?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm really having a hard time hearing you.
Who the hell is this?
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah?
Hold on 1 second, sir.
Let me go get the manager.
He's like, I'm done with this.
He's not giving me the phone number.
Man, this dude is crazy. Man, this dude is crazy. We should prank call Big Lamp. I'll be Big Diesel.
Colonel? Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, we can't deliver a pizza to you without a phone number.
Who the hell is this?
Are you going to talk to me or not?
I'm trying to talk to you, sir. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, my God.
He goes back to the
bed. He'll say that. What am I going to do? This Colonel guy, he's crazy.
He's addicted.
He's a guy.
Thanks for holding. This is Emily.
Hello?
Hi.
Who the hell is this?
This is Emily.
Can I ask you a personal question? Good job,
man. You asked me a personal question?
Can I ask you a personal question?
And I responded, this is Emily.
You ever served in an infantry unit?
Have I? No.
Ever served in a forward area?
No.
Ever put your life in another man's hands? Asked him to put his life in yours?
Why are you asking me this?
Hello?
Hello? Are you calling to order pizza or...
Yes.
What's the phone number then?
This is ridiculous.
Jesus.
Why do you think that?
Extend me some fucking courtesy.
Oh, my God.
I am. I'm as a request.
I'd appreciate it if you would address me as Colonel or Sir. I believe I've earned it.
I think he throws that. Are we clear?
Yeah.
I think it's coming.
Hello? I'm not trying to disrespect you, sir. I'm just, I need your phone number so we can take that delivery.
No.
No.
They stay on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, hang up. He's not cooperating.
I have to have a phone number.
No. You have to ask me nicely.
Oh, my God.
Can I please get your phone number?
No.
Tell me how I have to ask you then, please.
You have to ask me nicely.
Sir, may I please get your phone number?
Absolutely.
Okay, and what is that? What may that be?
What's that?
And what is the phone number?
I eat breakfast 300 yards from 4,000 Cubans who are trained to kill me, so don't think for one second that you can come down here and make me nervous.
I'm not trying to make you nervous, sir.
For Christ's sake. This is ridiculous. Do you get me, sweetheart? Are you waiting for me to say something?
I need your phone number.
Who the hell is this?
Sir, I'm going to call the cops on you. So I'm going to hang up the phone. Okay? I'm not trying to disrespect you. You're going to have to call somewhere else.
So be it.
So I'm going to hang up right now, okay?
Dismissed.
So awesome.
Wow. They stayed on the phone for an incredible amount of time. I
would have hung up. I would have been like, fuck you.
I can't even have a conversation with people that I like that long. Like, how could you do that?
Yeah, it's great. So, I mean, we can actually do them ourselves.
Oh, we'll definitely have to work on that. I think that would be great.
Like, we could call Glenn.
We could.
And we could just, pull up the Jack Nicholson soundboard. And are we clear?
Are we clear?
Look
at that.
Yeah, and so you basically just...
Now, are these really the questions that I was called here to answer?
That's awesome, dude.
Isn't that awesome? We could have some fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yes, I do.
Wow.
Yeah, I think we could have some fun with that.
Oh, yeah.
Magic.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I work all the time.
Okay, Glenn.
Yeah. Glenn, how come you're not in the studio?
Well, I work all the time.
Oh, that explains it.
No need to stop being a lady. Quit worrying. You'll be back on your knees in no time.
Oh, my.
Must be talking to Krista.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You're a waitress?
So funny.
No problem.
These are good.
Yeah.
Somebody actually put some time, effort, dedication, blood, sweat, and tears into this.
What the fuck is going on?
That is awesome.
Yeah, and the best is they have some Judge Judy ones, too.
No way.
I remember how funny she was.
Do they have Rick Moranis?
No, I didn't. Oh. I didn't see that.
That guy, he's good.
They got some Jack Black.
Really? Dr. Phil?
We could have Jack Black call.
What about, do they have Earl? From My Name is Earl?
I don't know.
Damn it, Randy! I want that one. Oh, that was my ringtone. Damn it, Randy.
See?
You fucker! You fucking bitch!
Wow.
So you can do all kinds of,
Fuck you! Fuck my ass. What
Dude,
else?
Dude, listen.
Dude, listen.
Shut up! Shut up! Gosh, shut up! You piece of shit!
Well, he's got a very expansive vocabulary.
Doesn't he?
What the fuck?
God, I'm fucking hungry. Let me check the fridge.
Put two of them up your ass.
Jeez.
So yeah, we could.
Great.
We could have some fun. We could call Scanlon.
Oh my God.
You fucking dick.
We could.
Yeah, Jack Black could call. You know, we could use this. No, he doesn't know this number.
I bet you Scanlon has more hair on his anus than he has on his eyebrows. That's weird.
He probably has a lot of hair on his palms, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hold on a second. I'm looking at the menu.
So, yeah, we could actually, put those to good use, I'm sure.
Yes. Damn it, Randy!
There's a whole bunch. You could do Mr. Rogers.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
isn't he the guy that puts the lotion on its skin?
Who?
Mr. Rogers?
No.
He puts the lotion on its skin, kids. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure he says that.
No, he doesn't.
Every time.
There's Judge Judy right there. We'll see what she has to say.
Take off your sweater.
Please get naked for me.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
Tell me your name. Tell me your name.
So we could have all kinds of fun.
You still didn't give me an answer to my question.
Nice.
Just call a random business.
Be the impromptu bitch.
Yeah.
Good.
Good.
Right. Okay. Yes. And you were incarcerated for a period of time. Is that right?
Nice. You know, people are going to be like, well, how did you know that?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just have to call some people that we know.
Don't tell my mom.
Just say, you know, as soon as they just say hello, you just be like,
good afternoon.
Yeah.
Or,
hello.
Hello.
Oh, so it's the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Damn it, Randy.
Damn it, Randy. And we're going to take a break. We got more of the show when we come back. I believe we got a how-to.
Yeah.
And we'll be back.
I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars. And one day, I was put into juvie for 2 stolen cars, robbery of a house, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared. I mean, I was on drugs, and my mom didn't really care because she was on drugs. She was never home.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out. And now that I'm 15, I have 2 babies.
I was heading nowhere. I just thought, the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education.
One day I was locked up. That's when I really realized that, I mean, it wasn't for me. Like, I was only in there 2 months, but to me that was enough. It'd be better for me to stay in school, just get my education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself. Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
Hey, girl. You know, our economy's in the toilet, but I'm still gonna treat you right.
I said you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like. Yeah. Tater tots, hold up on ice. And we can clip coupons all night. And baby, you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like. Yeah. Take you out for dinner anywhere that you please. Like Burger King or Mickey D's. And baby, you can have whatever you like. I said you can even have the large fries. Yeah. Baby, you should know I'm really quite a sweet guy. When I buy you bathroom tissue, I always get the 2-ply. One of you can get it, my dear. I got my Costco membership card right here. Yeah, you like Top Ramen. Me, Top Ramen. Got a cupboard full of them. I'll keep them coming. You want it, I got to go get it. Just heat it. Dump the flavor packet on it and eat it. Pork and beans and minute rice. And we can play cribbage all night. And baby, you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like. Yeah, I can take you to the laundromat downtown. Watch all the clothes go round and round. And baby, we can go wherever you like. I said we can go wherever you like. Yeah. Hottest shorty I know. If you had some lipo, you could be second runner up Miss Ohio. $7 bills roll inside my plastic billfold. Buy you a bagel even if it isn't day old. And you never ever got away your sister's old clothes. Long as I'm still assistant manager at Kinko's. Cut your hair with scissors and a soup bowl. You ain't gotta pay me, that's the way that I roll. My chick can have what she wants. At Walmart she can pick out anything she wants. I know, girl, you ain't never had a man like that. Who doesn't make you buy generic brand like that? Yeah, you like my Hyundai. See my Hyundai. I can take you to see your cousin Phil next Sunday. But that's kind of far and I'm not made of cash. Do you think you could chip in for gas? Mac and cheese would be alright. But let's send out a pizza tonight. And you can order any time of July. Said you can even have the last slide. Yeah. Grab myself a cable from a neighbor next door. Now I can get free HBO and baby you can watch whatever you like. I said you can watch whatever you like. Yeah. And you can always ride the city bus. Got a stack of toys. just for us. Yo, my wallet's fast and full of ones. It's all about the Washingtons. That's right. You want White Castle? Yes, I'll need White Castle. Long as you got me, it won't be no hassle. You want it, we'll get it. Just don't be a hater if I grab a bunch of napkins for later. Thrift store jeans on sale, half price. The underwear at Goodwill is nice, and baby, you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like. Yeah, baby, I can give you anything you please. Even share my government cheese, and baby, you can have as much as you like. I said you can have as much as you like. Yeah.
Was back last October, I believe it was. We was going to hold a tent service all off at this college town. And we got there about dinner time on Saturday. And different ones of us thought that we ought to get us a mouthful to eat before that we set up the tent. And so we got off of the truck and followed this little bunch of people through this small little bitty patch of woods there. And we come up on a big sign. It says, "Get something to eat here." And I went up and got me two hot dogs and a big orange drink. And before that I could take every mouthful of that food, this whole raft of people come up around me and got me to where I couldn't eat nothing, up like, and I dropped my big orange drink. I did. Well, friends, they commenced to move, and they want so much that I could do but move with them. Well, we commenced to go through all kinds of doors and gates and I don't know what all. And I looked up over one of them and it says North Gate. And we kept on going through there and pretty soon we come up on a young boy. And he says, "Ticket, please." And I says, "Friend, I don't have a ticket. I don't even know where it is that I'm going." I did. Well, he says, "Come out as quick as you can." And I says, "I'll do her. I'll turn right around the first chance I get." Well, we kept on moving through there, and pretty soon everybody got where it was that they was a-going, because they parted, and I could see pretty good. I could. And what I seen was this whole raft of people a-setting on these two banks and a-looking at one another across this pretty little green cow pasture. Well, they was. And somebody had took and drove white lines all over it and drove posties in it and I don't know what all. And I looked down there and I seen five or six convicts a-running up and down and a-blowing whistles. They was. And then I looked down there and I seen these pretty girls a-wearing these little bitty short dresses and a-dancing around. And so I sat down and thought I'd see what it was that was going to happen. I did. And about the time I got set down good, I looked down there and I seen 30 or 40 men come running out of one end of a great big outhouse down there. They did. And everybody where I was a-setting got up and hollered. And about that time, 30 or 40 come running out of the other end of that outhouse and the other bank full, they got up and hollered. And I asked this fellow that was a-setting beside of me, I says, "Friend, what is it that they're a-hollering for?" Well, he whopped me on the back and he says, "Buddy, have a drink." Well, I says, "I believe I will have another big orange." And I got it and sat back down. And when I got down there again, I seen that them men had got in two little bitty bunches down there. They had rail close together. And they voted. They did. They voted and elected one man apiece. And them two men come out in the middle of that cow pasture and shook hands like they hadn't seen one another in a long time. And then a convict come over to where they was a-standing, and he took out a quarter, and they commenced to odd man right there. They did. Well, after a while, I seen what it was that there's odd man in for. It was that both bunches full of them men wanted this funny-looking little pumpkin to play with. They did, and I know, friends, that they couldn't eat it because they kicked it the whole evening and it never busted. But anyhow, what I was telling was that both bunches full wanted that thing. And one bunch got it, and it made the other bunch just as mad as they could be. And, friends, I seen that evening the awfulest fight that I have ever seen in my life. I did. They would run at one another and kick one another and throw one another down and stomp on one another and grind their feet in one another and I don't know what all. And just as fast as one of them would get hurt, they'd tote him off and run another on. Well, they'd done that as long as I sat there. But pretty soon, this boy that had said, "Ticket, please," he come up to me and he says, "Friends, you're going to have to leave because it is that you don't have a ticket." And I says, "Well, all right." And I got up and left. And I don't know, friends, to this day what it was that there's a doing down there, but I have studied about it. And I think that it's some kindly of a contest where they see which bunchful of them men can take that pumpkin and run from one end of that cow pasture to the other without either getting knocked down or stepping in something.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show, and joining us up here on the 44th floor, Mr. Matt
Hello,
Mike.
Hello, how are you? Hello.
I'm good.
Hello. Hello, good day. How's everything?
Same as it was before
the
break.
How are you?
I'm good.
How am I?
I'm sure you're still doing fine.
Why don't you ask me?
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, thank
good.
You. Thanks
on the,
for asking.
Up here on the 44th floor.
I'm glad I didn't have to preempt that.
Yeah.
Good.
We have two amazing guests with us right now. We have Ray Indigo and Wanger.
Hi.
Hello.
And they are here as a part of the Las Vegas Air Guitar Championships.
Yes, we are here to talk about bringing the air guitar to Vegas. With everyone air guitars in their heart.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
But when did this actually, become a... Is it a sport? I mean, I guess you got to consider it a sport if it's a competition
well,
of some sort.
Well, we believe that a true air guitarist is a master of the invisible arts. So, we were contacted...
Like farting?
How is that invisible, my friend?
Have you ever seen a fart?
Well, it's real.
You hear them, right? You can
have you ever
them.
Lit a fart?
I guess then you could see it, yeah.
It's like Kenny on South Park, and that was the end of him.
Yeah. So you're saying you're bringing it to Vegas. So it's all over the
this is
the
a
planet.
This is a worldwide phenomena. The world championships are in Oulu, Finland.
Oh, really?
So we were... I'm part of a production company called Residence, and we were contacted by the National Air Guitar Association and asked to bring the event to Vegas. It's the only major city in the country that's not part of the championships, and it's perfect for Vegas. So we are doing one event a month leading up to the regional event that we're having in May, the end
cool.
of May. So
now, do you just do air guitar? Are there other like air like sports like? Air kazoo?
No, only air guitar.
Air wax comb?
Like no air piano?
No air piano. No air band. Only air guitar.
Just air guitar.
We're very strict.
Okay, and now, how many songs do you do when you go on stage? Just one song?
You do. The competition is You do two rounds, so you do one of your choice, mm-hmm. and then there's a compulsory song. So like if we're doing Kiss Night or we're doing whatever the theme
so
is for that night.
You
have to follow that song. Everyone plays the same, the compulsory round.
It's always the same song? Everybody plays the same compulsory song?
Yeah, for that, yeah. The contestants that make it past the first round of their chosen song, then.
Now, as funny as this may sound, there's people that, that really
this
take
this
serious.
This is serious, yeah.
Yeah. I was watching some YouTube
stuff. Some of the
stuff,
videos, yeah.
That's insane. Like, they're doing backflips and...
Oh, it's serious. Like, a lot of people who are...
How do they not break their air guitar?
Well, that's the thing about the air guitar. It's unbreakable.
It's air, my friend.
I guess so, huh?
And how long have you been doing the air guitar?
Well, I picked it up as a hobby, actually, when I was hanging out in...
Nam?
Back in Nam? No, actually, California. Why are you finishing my dialogue, friend?
I'm trying to understand...
Well, actually, if you sat back and listened, you'd probably understand a little bit better.
I don't know how to do that.
Oh, okay. Well,
teach me your ways.
Okay. Talk, and I will listen.
Okay. So basically, he was back in California, and it was during a bagel throwing contest, and he realized that he had such great bagel throwing skills that he could probably put them to use in other aspects of his life. And then he saved a child from a burning bus using mad air guitar skills. And he was like, yes, that's my calling. And he's been doing it ever since.
You asked.
Pretty close. Pretty close. Actually.
Something like that? I think it was several burning babies, wasn't it?
Bro, I do this for a living. Please leave it up to the professionals, okay?
That's true. It's a serious profession.
Are you kidding? I get paid to do this, my friend. Much more than you.
Yeah, I don't get paid anything. I need to bring that up.
Exactly. Air guitar is life. You have to become one with nature in order. If it wasn't for my trip to the Hindu mountains, to the Nepal, or wherever the monks are, if it wasn't for that trip, I know I wouldn't have been the champion. I know.
So you're a champion air guitarist.
Yes.
He has some mad skills.
And what does the trophy look like? Can we see it, or is it invisible?
It's made out of air.
It's made out of air.
I don't mean to make fun. I was just, you know.
Well, the nice thing about air guitar is, you know, you win the air guitar championship, and you can go home and get some air poontang.
I think you probably have really good masturbatory skills from air guitar, probably.
It's wonderful. I don't understand. This is a serious, serious thing here. I mean, people around the world, you know, I mean, it's a job, and I get paid, and people come in from all over the world to come to do this. And I put on my old 80s outfits just because I know that that's what people want to see. But deep down inside, you have to become one. It's much more of a new age Yanni kind of a thing going on there, you know, like John Tesh and Yanni and much more Vangelis.
Well, what are your favorite songs to rock out to?
Well, if I want to get paid, I'll play some Van Halen, you know.
Old school.
It's got to be old school. Eddie kind of, you know, he got wimpy the older he got, but you know. It's more
arthritis will do that to you.
He should have just stuck with the air guitar. It's probably a lot easier on your fingers.
Yeah.
It's easy on your fingers.
So just Van Halen, nothing else?
No. Well, actually, my name was stemmed because I used to play in the band Winger. And I actually came up with a name, and I was so pissed off that that they took it after I left. That I just decided to change it to Wanger.
Just change one letter.
Just right? One letter.
And it's like a totally new persona.
It's a new persona, and it works very, very well. People love it.
Do people recognize you from your air guitar skills?
I'm not sure. I always win. Whenever I perform, they you know, they smile and they point, and some people laugh. I think they're laughing at the fact that I'm so good.
Probably. Do you ever give, like, air autographs?
Yes, a few times. A few times.
On air boobs? That.
On air boobs.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Well, how long has the organization been around?
Well, they've been having air guitar competitions since the end of the 90s. The Las Vegas Air Guitar Association was started last fall. So. So, the Nationals, they've been
what the hell was that? It's out of nowhere.
You had to let the air out. So it's been around for quite a while. It's actually a huge phenomenon, a worldwide phenomenon. We have people flying in for our first event from Sacramento and L.A., no joke. And they are very – they have their own merchandise. They have, you know
– no people going with
they have their own merchandise.
Fully. We just put in an order for Las Vegas air guitar merchandise.
What kind of merchandise could it be?
I don't know. T-shirts, hats, everything. And
like their face on like a pair of
underwear?
They're
an icon. Yeah. Condoms. We're going to get condoms made.
Oh, there you go.
You go get that air food thing.
Wow.
So we're starting with wristbands first. So So we'll have those at the first event and then going to explore from there.
Now, where is it going to be at?
The first event is at Tommy Rocker's on February 13th.
I know where that is.
People can sign up on lvaga.com. So we still have a few slots left for competition.
Vagia?
It's almost like air vagia.
So we got the Sin City Roller Girls participating too, so they'll be there. We have a couple of them that are going to be air guitaring.
Nice.
That's hot.
That is hot. Does it pay to like participate, or do you have to pay to like?
What? There's a registration fee, and then of course that's what people, whoever wins the cash. So.
So you can earn money.
Yeah, if you shred, you win.
Wow.
And we have gift certificates from Sam Ash, $100 one that we're giving away. You can go buy a new
air guitar.
You can buy an air guitar. They might have some. Yeah.
You might know my old house.
How can I help you? Yeah, where are your air guitars? I need to buy. I have $100. I want the best you got.
Exactly.
I've made a lot of money. You might know my old house. I sold it to Bobby Slayton back in 1996.
Oh yeah, the one he has in Van Nuys.
That house was purchased.
It's falling apart, dude.
Yeah, it is falling apart.
I figured that.
He's got some kind of mold problem. And
what happens if you sell anything to Bobby Slayton? Look what he did to Hooters.
He did a number on that place and kicked him out. Send him over to Tropicana, kicked him out.
Yeah.
And now he's coming back to the Palms to play the Pearl at the end of the month.
I think he's at the Plaza now, isn't he?
Yeah.
If you want to close your business, just have Bobby perform there for a couple months.
Yeah. It's a way to go out with a bang.
You know, he should sell shirts that have all the places that have actually closed.
Yeah. Condemning building since.
Yeah. Is it
so, what is it? I don't know. I'm not from here. Yes, Slow to Surface. It sounds familiar.
There's one band that we think that they do that too.
What? Oh, nice.
Oh, every place they play?
Yeah. Well, they played too loud at one of our residence events, and then we got so many complaints that we actually had the event shut down. And then we were at Tommy Rocker's, and they've decided to stop having live music there right after a show by this one band. We found it very amusing.
Wow.
It's like their track record. Venue's like, you know, we don't want to do live music anymore now.
Yeah, some bands, they just think it has to be loud to be enjoyable.
It doesn't. It just makes their audience deaf.
Yeah. Covers up how bad they are.
Exactly.
Maybe you can't hear us.
That's funny. You know, they could call it the See Us While You Can tour.
See Us While You Can tour, yeah.
Catch us now.
We don't have that problem with the air guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah. We control, you know, the song, and people only play for 60 seconds.
And the volume. So.
The volume.
Only 60 seconds. So only, it's not a whole song.
Not a whole song.
I didn't think to ask that. It's not a whole song.
No. Easiest job
it's just the guitar solo part, right?
Of yeah, whatever song. Chunk you want to do of the song.
Any chunk?
I mean, yeah.
What if there's, like, just drums?
Then you're probably going to lose the competition. But that's okay.
Yeah.
People probably not go into the compulsory round.
I won't know. Now, do people wear, like, costumes? Stuff?
Yeah.
Wanger says he likes to wear 80s
stuff. It's not a costume. I'm just pulling out my old closet stuff.
So it's not really a costume because this is stuff you actually wear.
Yeah, I used to. But this seems to be what the people want to see.
Right.
I'm into giving
like
people...
Like a tiki mask and a banana hammock. You'd rock it if that's what they wanted.
I probably would, yes. Yeah. I mean, it's what the people want. I mean, it's you got to give them what they want.
So, but do people do wear outrageous costumes?
Yes. We greatly encourage costuming. Very few people don't wear a costume because unless they're costumed.
Is that part of the judging?
Yo, how do you judge?
There's five different categories. I can't remember them all, but one of them, and my favorite one is the number five, the quality of airness.
Really?
It's somewhat hard to define quality, but when you see it, you know it's there.
Yeah, like, you can just sense it.
You can just sense it. That person has a strong airness.
Wow.
I'm not sure what that means, but
you've got
okay.
it. You're a champion.
You
obviously you have it.
You have airness.
Yeah, all right.
You are the living embodiment.
Yeah, he has airness. We got to air it out when he leaves.
Yeah.
It's all about being one. It's all about being one with the air.
One with the air.
One.
You're like the Glade Supreme.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what that means, but I'll say yes, mostly because we're talking about me right now, and I like that.
So we know that it's judged on the quality of airness, something, 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 and something else.
Yeah. What about song choice? Is that part of
it? No, if you choose a bad song, you're not going to be able to perform well to it.
Did a lot of people pick the same song? Like, do you notice, like, oh, my God, if I hear, like, Pour Some Sugar on Me, like, one more time, I'm going to snap
some
skulls.
We don't let them. People sign up, so that's why we encourage registration early. For their chosen song, they pick their song. I mean, the compulsory song, everyone does the same thing, but people pick a song, and then they get that song. So if you sign up late and someone got your song,
then there's
sucks
nothing
to
do.
Be you.
So, wait, when you
so there's no
up,
duplicate songs of your choice. Like if
yeah, yeah.
So if somebody's already nailed, like, you know, a Journey song or whatever, it's like, sorry.
Sorry,
so
pick
you
another
can't,
one.
You got to pick another one. Now, when you go to register, are you going to see what's already been chosen or what?
I think the website will be set up like that if it's not already. As soon as you register, we get the email and we look at it and make sure everything is gravy. And then,
do you need to arrive early? Like, do you need to like oil up before you go on stage? I mean,
I think so. You need to definitely. We think people
can if I do it.
We think you should, you know, whoever comes should come and do a whole bunch of our signature drink, the Finger Me Softly.
The Finger Me Softly. Nice.
It sounds
delicious.
Very delicious drink.
It sounds it.
Yeah. It's a tasty beverage.
Do you have any drinks that, like, mix with Sunny D?
We could make one.
Yeah? I'd be down for that.
That would be the Finger Me Not So Softly.
Yeah. Finger Me Naughtily.
So this is February 13th.
February 13th.
Is it an all-day event? 2 hours?
It's 2 hours. It starts at 9:30. We want people to get there. I mean, obviously you want to get there early because you don't want to miss the first competitor. So, and then it goes to 11:30, and then we have a set by Tommy Rocker himself. So there's going to be music after the actual event. And you know, we're going to have a famous burlesque model, Kalani Coconuts, is coming out to support.
Did you say Kalani Coconuts?
Kalani. Kalani Coconuts.
Kalani Coconuts.
All right. Sounds good. That would be great.
Definitely. Definitely. You boys have to come down to the show.
Yeah. As long as we heard that Brother Luke likes to hang out around there. And we don't like that guy.
He's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. We don't want to be anywhere around. I think we still have a restraining order against him. He tried breaking into the studio and humping the wombat in the elevator.
Bro, we're straying from the Wanger. We need to focus.
Oh yeah,
folks,
let's talk
here.
Wanger.
Let's talk about Wanger. Now, have you ever been confused for the famous air penis Wanger? Does that happen occasionally?
I've heard that name once or twice.
Yeah.
But
he's an Asian guy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you don't know me. My name is Wanger.
That'd be weird if he followed you.
Yeah.
You know, Wanger and Wanger.
Or if he tried to steal your thunder.
Yeah.
No, you guys got me looking over my shoulder. That's not.
Could be Ranger.
Asian guys.
Ranger?
Yeah. Ranger, Wanger, and Wanger.
Rang the wrong number?
That could be cool.
Yeah. But anyway, so I mean, it is a serious competition.
It's a serious
competition. People kill for it.
People go all out on every level.
How many people do you think register for one of these shows?
We don't have more competitors than 20. So that's
really?
Why, yeah, because there's, you know, there's only so many slots. That's why we encourage people to fucking go to the website and register early.
Yeah, there's only so many slots. Sounds like a brothel.
Nope.
Well, I think it's going to be awesome. And now, is the event free to just go and watch?
This first one, I believe, is free, although there may be like a $3 cover charge. We haven't decided yet. It's the
$3.
$3. So if anyone has a problem with
can we give you air dollars?
Yeah. You can drive it. It might not work.
How about a promissory note to pay you if I win?
Can you just take it from the winnings?
Yeah.
But it's definitely, it's going to be, you know, we expect a really good turnout for the first event. Like I said, the Sin City Roller Girls are coming. We have a the judges, Larly Ezra from the Sin City Socialites will be one of the judges. And then we have...
Wanger.
Wanger will be there. We have people from the Las Vegas Weekly. And, you know, so we got a good lineup.
That's great. Yeah. And it's at Tommy Rockers.
Tommy Rockers, February 13th.
Where's that located?
I don't know. Use Google.
It's somewhere in Vegas.
It's on Industrial Boulevard.
It's
yes.
on Air Street.
Yeah. And do you have like a MySpace to check it out or a Facebook too? Or like...
Everything's just go to the... Yeah, we do. We have MySpace and Facebook, but...
Do you tweet?
We do tweet.
Does Wanger tweet?
He's definitely a tweet.
Are you a twoter?
He's a tweeter.
No, I prefer cerebral context. I would rather meditate and communicate with you through New Age processes and
cucumbers.
Cucumbers. I've never tried that. Have you done that?
It's New Age. It's new.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I'm on to other things. I just do this for money. But I'm the champion.
I'm envious.
You guys need to take it serious. It's real.
I'm a serious guy. It's real. I don't know if you noticed this. Okay, this is my game face.
My poker face.
Yeah, poker face.
But I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
We'll definitely be there.
Probably come in there and check it out for sure.
Heck yeah.
See Wanger at his finest.
Yes. Thank you so much.
I can't wait to see the outfit.
Oh. Yes, I'm sure you'll like it.
Yanni, didn't he say?
Yeah, it's a cross between. I had to throw my because of my existential processes of the inhabitants of California in the lower San Diego area, the beach areas. That's where we hang out. I must admit, we smoke a lot of reefer.
Isn't like 80s and Yanni like mixed together? Freddie Mercury.
It does have a little...
has a serious stash component.
It does have a little...
So if you see Freddie Mercury, folks, that's Wanger. Say hi.
With long hair. I have long hair.
Oh, long.
Mustache?
Yeah.
Mustache.
With the mustache.
It's kind of like a mullet.
A mullet stash?
Mullet stash.
No, it's long hair, not the stash.
He's got mulletosis.
I don't appreciate all of these things you're saying about my hair.
So when you're not playing air guitar, do you know how to play real guitar?
No, actually. I don't play any instrument.
Wow, you must really be good.
Yeah. You're taking it to a whole nother level, brother.
It allows him to distill and concentrate all of his focus on just the air guitar.
I was born to do this.
Do you think you could play other air instruments if you tried? Like maybe saxophone?
I'm sure I could. It's
air spoons.
Air drums, that's got to be
pretty. Air drums might work, yeah. You're not as mobile, though. You're not as mobile.
That's actually...
You can't really leap around much.
Unless they're like those strap-on congos.
That would look pretty gay.
Yeah, guitar just went down in history on as a whole nother level of rock star status.
Now, do you guys know how like the air guitar thing actually got started?
God, they've been holding competitions since the '80s.
Wow,
I was one of the first.
Are there people that still perform from the '80s?
Oh, that's actually a good question.
I don't know. That's a question for Google.
You?
Wait, Wanger.
Wanger. Oh, yeah.
Hello. I was one of the very first people to ever do this.
He does have championships, dude.
That doesn't mean you were in the championships. It just means you were doing it since the 80s.
He's been carrying the torch a long time.
I've been doing it the 80s.
The air torch.
The air torch.
So he doesn't accidentally burn himself.
I hope you enjoy your parting gift.
Thank you.
So... We want to thank you for being here, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, thank you for having us.
We'll make sure we put all the information up on the website.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Send people out there to Tommy Rockers, February 13th. Google it.
Coming down.
Google it if you want the address. Yeah, we'll be there.
Drink some Finger Me Softlies.
Wow, that sounded so different when you say it like that. Drinks and Finger Me Softly. Okay.
Great. There.
Sounds like a good night. And air guitar.
And I will be there.
Do you give them, is there proper time for them to tune the air guitars?
Yeah, some people need to spend some time tuning. Some people have their instruments already tuned.
That's crazy.
It just depends.
There he goes. We're going to get you out of here before you get violated again.
Yeah, he's going for it, too.
And
there it comes.
We'll be back right after this.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with, you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff, like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say sweater? That?
What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality. So it's important to know how to prevent such tragedies from happening. Talk to your kids. Explain to them the dangers of weapons at school. And tell them that if they see a student with a weapon or even hear someone talking about having one, they need to report it immediately. Tell them if something doesn't look right or seem right to you, speak up. Get to know who your child is spending time with and where they are at all times. If you notice that your child has sudden mood or behavior changes, or seems to always be angry or sad, talk to a teacher, administrator, or medical professional. Be a role model for them and settle your own conflicts without resorting to violence. School should be a safe place for our children. We all need to work together to keep it that way. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more on how to keep our children safe. That's ncpc.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Sassy! Sassy!
This week's episode, Trouble on Rock Hill.
Ain't nothing like running up and down Rock Hill. Hey, let's move this rock. Whoa! Sassy! Johnny, step under that rock! Yeah, girl, go tell Mr. Gunderson to bring his truck. You'll tell him, but only after you dispel a stereotype associated with shelter pets? People think shelter pets come with lots of initial veterinary costs?
It's dusty under here.
But in reality, most shelter pets have been vaccinated, neutered, and microchipped in case they get lost?
My pants ripped.
Sassy, Johnny needs help. What Johnny really needs is more discipline and better parental supervision? You use big words, Sassy.
Still under the rock.
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
Sassy.
It's Crazy Jay.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. Crazy J with you. Mad Mike is in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Got a CD mailed to us.
Oh, nice.
The other day. I don't know much about this artist, but he's going to be stopping by Vegas in the next couple of months.
Didn't come with any anthrax, did it?
No.
Well, let me see it.
We're doing pretty good. His name is Nick Dautry.
For two.
Not too bad.
Let's take a look at this guy. So, ooh, I like his curls.
He's sexy.
Oh, it's broken. He said it's a default one, a defective one.
No, it actually...
What the fuck, man?
It was actually fine about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. Have you played any of the music yet?
Yeah, it's actually not bad.
Great. Is it comedy or is it like regular?
No,
rock?
It's regular. It's serious. Oh, it's serious.
It's serious? Fuck yeah, dude. Hold on, let's take a look at this. I'm really inspecting this right now. Hey, this is actually really good quality.
Yeah, give me the CD. I'll play
you a
song.
Yeah, play me a song. He has a very nice watch.
That's what intrigues you?
I might ask him for it. I just might.
That's what intrigues you?
Yeah.
The watch. Nothing else.
Yeah, I like the watch.
But
I wonder
what's
from.
That watch looks pretty badass.
It could be from Fossil. I like Fossil watches. But I got a hookup there. I'll find out. Maybe he'll give it to me. Maybe he will.
Yeah,
he does the vocals, acoustic, and electric guitars.
Yes.
Take the pants off. Oh, I like this. Oh, I'm digging this.
That's actually not a bad CD.
Baby, let me stay with you tonight. There's something about you, girl, that gets me tangled up inside. And it happens every time.
You should write a song about me.
I'm sure after he meets you.
Let me hold you once again.
Why wouldn't
he? Yeah.
It feels like heaven, baby, to feel you breathe against my chin. Give it all just to see you once again.
He has very hairy wrists.
Just take it slow for me, like it's our first time. Are my feet still touching the ground? So am I moving higher, moving higher?
Cool.
So the producer of that album, her name is Mandy Martin.
Mm-hmm.
She's no stranger to the Crazy J Show. She is actually the Guinness Book of Records holder for pinball. I don't know if I told you about
that.
Yeah,
at first I thought she said ping pong balls, and I didn't want to know where. But pinball.
Pinball. She.
Pinball
she,
is the game, right?
Yeah, she currently holds the world records for the longest play.
That's right.
She's broke her own record 3 times.
Jesus.
And she's produced that album. That's why it got sent to us.
That is awesome.
It's going to be coming on the show. Mandy Martin, she just kicks ass. You know, she writes. She actually also writes some amazing songs. And she has some amazing neighbors.
Oh, that's great.
One of her neighbors, Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Who's that?
The guitar player from Guns N' Roses. Well,
was that a,
old
that a band?
Guns N' Roses, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Her other,
they any good? Or?
Her other neighbor is Edie McClure from, you might remember her from Ferris Bueller's Day Off as the secretary.
Oh,
yeah!
She's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know who that Slash guy is, but I know who she
is. And this one will kill you.
Yeah?
Her other neighbor, Norm MacDonald.
I love that guy! Seriously, yeah. We need to go over there and knock on his door.
So I'm thinking
call him.
She's going to actually be coming to Vegas in a couple of months.
We'll bake him cookies.
Her and I, years ago, set a bet that I could beat her at pinball. She claims that we played. I go, no. She goes, we played when you worked at the ESPN zone. I go, we played, but that wasn't the competition because you said you could beat me with one hand tied behind your back.
Oh.
So.
We should have that.
We're supposed to actually be going to the Pinball Hall of Fame, and I'm going to get my ass kicked in pinball pretty much, but, you know, I like to
it's
talk
worth
shit.
Doing, yeah. She's only going to use one hand, though.
Right. She can only use one hand.
You think
she claims she could beat me with her foot.
No way.
Yeah.
No, you can't play with a foot.
She got to think she plays.
Shoes on or shoes off?
You gotta think she played for over.
I turned my shoes off.
She played for over
a very strong toast.
3 weeks.
Wow.
Straight.
3 weeks straight.
And the way the Guinness people set it up, you play like 4 or 5 hours and you accumulate a 30-minute break.
Oh.
But she wouldn't take the 30-minute break. She would accumulate those so she'd get 2 or 3 hours and then she'd take a nap.
Oh. You know? Wake up.
She even admitted to wearing Depends.
Damn.
So she didn't use that many bathroom breaks.
Damn.
She broke the record.
She went potty on herself for pinball.
Yeah, but some people like.
That's great. Well, hopefully she'll bring this guy down and he'll give me his watch.
I think actually in here it says how many hours she actually played. Because I always get the number wrong and then she gets mad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's like, no, it wasn't that many hours.
She played for 12 hours.
No, she played a lot longer.
She played for 15 hours.
She played for 15 hours. It was amazing.
And then we made Norm McDonald cookies, and he let us into his house. And we were like, hey, Norm.
You've already jumped ahead that we've been there.
Oh.
I like that fantasy.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
What's up, Norm?
It would be awesome.
Why do you have a red tie hanging from the... What's up with that?
Huh? It was just open when I took the tie off. So I just threw it over the door.
Where did the tie come from?
From me.
A red tie?
Yeah.
A red tie?
Yeah. With an awesome black shirt.
A red tie?
Yeah.
And an awesome black shirt.
Right.
Jay. That's a red tie.
Right. It looks badass.
It's hanging from the door.
I know.
Yeah, why is it hanging from the door?
Because it was just there when I took it off.
What was there?
The tie?
You took the door off and the tie was there?
No, the door was there. It was open. I took it off when I was, you know, taking the shirt off, and there it was.
What was? The tie?
I threw the tie over the door.
There's a tie on your
door.
Don't
fucking worry about it.
I'm just saying. Right? Okay.
Don't fucking worry about it.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
We talk about the shit in your house. Talk about me being weird.
That's all right. I had my inflatable love sheep in my closet for like a month. Just like inflated, just slowly deflating.
Please tell
Every
me.
Every time I open the closet, just stare at me.
Please tell me he found it.
Who found it?
Your roommate.
Found what? Oh, I took it out of his room. I think that it would have been a little much. I think it would have scared him or it would have prompted him to use it and thus popping it. So I decided to not put it in there.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah, not too bad of an idea.
Hmm.
Is that her?
That is her, but I was trying to see if she had the... Oh, she does. It's up here, I think.
There it is.
She actually...
What does it say?
Okay.
Is she single?
She has broke 3 world records at pinball endurance and holds the current world record at 555 hours, 55 minutes, and 55 seconds. And she did this for her 55th birthday on March 5th, 2000.
That was 2000. That was like almost... like 2 years ago.
Yeah, almost 2 years ago.
Is she going to do it again?
When I first interviewed her, she was actually wrapping up the last hour of her competition, and she was actually talking to me on a Bluetooth, and they had her on the back of a truck. They were moving her to the location where they were going to have the big celebration. So she was on a moving truck playing pinball, talking to me on the phone, and...
Wow.
She had 3 or 4 pinball machines lined up, so if one broke down, they could move her to another one, and she could just continue
playing.
Yeah,
this
playing.
Is serious.
It was serious, yeah, 555 hours.
That's
some serious pinball.
Yeah.
And I'm going to kick her ass.
Are you?
Yeah.
With that red tie?
Yeah, that's right. I'll take whatever it takes. I don't know why you think that's so fucking weird there's a red tie.
There's, yeah, what? Oh, Dave, there's a red tie. There's a red tie in your door.
Nice. Can we just do a how-to, please?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Folks, I skipped out on you last week. I called some people. This time, I think it's time for me to. As everybody knows, I'm about making sure that you get, you know, expert knowledge on, you know, things that can you need to survive. I'm about survival, folks. Okay, I'm about living. Okay, I don't fuck around, all right? I don't put red ties on doors for no reason.
Would you just let it go?
That's just silly.
Fuck.
I don't do silliness, okay?
Yeah, right. You're fucking the fucking king.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you. My ego appreciates it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So I didn't do anything last week, and so I wanted to do something that was kind of involving a profession, you know, because we had like lots of professions in the world. Okay, I wanted to introduce you to a profession that not a lot of people have really had a chance to experience because it's so what's the word? It's so like excluded from like reality. Like it's not something you normally think of. You know, it's not like an everyday thing. You know, it's not something that you're like, hey, I'm just going to grow up and I'm going to be this. It's just you kind of happen to be this, you know? Okay? I'm going to teach everybody right now. Okay, Jay, I know you've asked me about this before, in fact. It is a while ago, and I told you in time. Remember?
No, I don't.
You did. I was like, you asked me, and I was like, that's great, Jay. That's great in time. You're not ready. You're not ready. Well, you're ready, Jay. I think you're ready to move it to the next step, okay? So I'm gonna teach you how to be a milkshake wrangler, okay? I'm gonna teach you how to do it, Jay. You asked me earlier, and now I'm going to tell you. Okay, first off, folks, okay? Before it was ever in like a container at McDonald's, okay? That milkshake, all right? It was once a proud and wild, free roaming the frigid forest of Kamchatka, okay? It was proud and free like a Mustang, okay? The Kamchatka is in Russia. People, if you didn't know, they like it there because it's cold. They are milkshakes. Hello, okay? This is easy, folks. This is the thing. Now you're thinking to yourself, oh, duh, right? Where else would milkshakes be from? Someplace cold, foresty, right? That's where you'd want it. That's where I'd be.
Polish my nuts and serve me a milkshake.
Oh, there you go. See? And these milkshakes, they swing majestically from trees and they practice kung fu without any pants, okay? And they just live in the forest, and they're wild, and they're free. Well, guess what? You need to wrangle them up, okay? Somebody's got to sell them. Okay, you want to drink them. I want to drink them. Jay, do you want a milkshake?
Absolutely.
You got to catch it, okay? You got to know how to wrangle it up, okay? And let me tell you, it takes a real man, okay, to wrangle a milkshake, okay? Not just anybody can do it, okay? Unlike the tame Hawaiian macaroni herds, okay? Milkshakes, they're often very aggressive. Mm-hmm. They're prone to violence, okay? Making it even more difficult, unlike macaroni herding, it's almost impossible, Jay, to use your conventional methods of containment, right? It's a milkshake.
Sounds great.
Like lassoing. You can't lasso a milkshake. You'd go right through it, right? You can't do it. Do you want to try?
No.
We can probably catch one and get it in here. And you could try it for yourself.
I'll let you try it, and you can bring it on in.
Well, Jay, I'm a professional. I've tried it. Okay,
well.
I've been there. I've been to Kamchatka.
Well, then you should be able to catch another one.
You didn't see.
Bring it in.
I have a milkshake bite on the back of my shoulder. I thought I showed that to you. No?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, I know what you're thinking. Okay, what if? What if? Okay. You decided to take up the life of a milkshake wrangler. Okay. What if you just want to leave all this behind, Jay? What if you just were like, I'm done with this crazy radio. I want a stable job. You know, I want...
yeah.
What would you do?
I want something that pays, damn it.
Yeah. How would you do it? Well, don't panic, folks, okay? Don't panic, people. I'm here with my expertise, okay, to assist you in your endeavors, okay? Whatever they may be, okay? And right now, it's this, okay? First off, you have to know your breeds, okay? Right? Sounds silly? It's not. It's a good question, Jay. I'm glad you asked. Thank you.
Your milk bubbles look nice, Jessica.
Nice.
$5 if you know where that's from.
I have no idea. I couldn't even begin. I don't even know where my own stuff comes from, Jay.
You want to hear it again?
Your milk bubbles look nice, Jessica.
What is that from? And who is Jessica? There are three distinct breeds, okay, of milkshake. Okay, it's important to know them all. You have chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. All right, those are your three breeds. Okay, the easiest way to tell them apart is their color. All right, each one has a very different color. Chocolate milkshakes, however, they can vary. Okay, go to McDonald's. Okay, then go to like Wendy's. Okay,
Wendy's is a lot thicker.
It's thicker.
Theirs is more like a frosty.
It is, but it's a different color, right? So they can vary from like a light brown to like a dark brown. You know, kind of depending, like a dog, okay?
Right.
Like their sheen, like their coat.
Right, I got
okay?
it.
Okay? Sometimes they can be so light, you might accidentally
think that they are vanilla, but they're not. Okay, it's not vanilla. It's chocolate.
Okay.
This usually means... Now, there could have been a little bit of interracial leaven going on, so you could have a mix.
Okay.
Okay, you'll see that from time to time in, like, yogurt shops and stuff. It's usually, like, a mix. Also, make sure that it actually is a chocolate milkshake and not poop, because they do have a similar color. Usually, you can tell by the smell, so don't accidentally wrangle poop. Make sure that you do get the milkshake. Or it's going to taste really horrible. It's going to make a lot of people mad at you. Can you imagine walking to McDonald's, getting yourself what you think is a chocolate milkshake? No, it's poop, right? You'd be so mad at that wrangler, okay? So learn the breeds, okay, folks? Learn the breeds, learn their signs, okay? Follow their tracks. They leave little tracks of Frosty all over the place, okay? Know their origin. You gotta know where they come from, okay? Like everything. You gotta know where they come from. Jay, where'd you come from? Your mom. Okay, we know that. Right. Back when I, this was a while back, actually. But back when I worked on a malt ball plantation.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, it was just prior to the Civil War. It was a while ago. I learned that milkshakes actually evolved. They evolved from malt balls.
Was this before the snow blowing?
This, yeah, that was before I was doing the vigilante snow blowing. It was actually just before that, and they actually evolved around the same time that the first squirrel actually learned how to fly. Okay, this is like 100,000 years ago.
Okay,
so there's been a lot of development and breaking away, and that's why like you can find it in some portions of the world and not in others. Okay, and so. So, you know, it's good to know where they come from. So
okay.
Now that you kind of have an idea.
Got it.
Okay. Remember that, have you ever, you've never seen, like, a wild milkshake, Jeff?
No, I have not.
No? They're quick. They're fucking fast.
Are they
okay?
As fast as a wild kielbasa?
Yeah. Faster. Like, kielbasa, as we know, you hunt with grenades. They're going to be gone before that grenade even goes off. And they know kung fu, so they'll probably snap it up and throw it back at you.
All right.
Okay. So what I usually recommend are sponge mortars, okay, for distance. And if you really have to get up close and personal, a good Dust Devil vacuum cleaner usually does the trick. It's a good way if you know if they're getting rowdy, you know, if they got an attitude with you, you know, and they're not following your path that you're wrangling them towards, you know, then yeah, you know, use a little violence against the milkshake. So just set an example. You know, everybody needs an example. You know, and
all
then
right.
You can always drink it later. milkshakes, just so you know, they like to travel in packs, you know, but never keep the female milkshakes, okay? Because you need them out there to make more milkshakes, right? You need baby milkshakes. So don't, it's like crabs, okay? Not like in the pants crabs, but like in the water crabs. They could have evolved from them too. The malt balls and crabs, you mix them together, maybe that's how you got milkshake. I'm not really sure. I'll have to do a little bit of investigation, and I'll tell you next week.
Aren't you supposed to do that before you do the how-to?
Yeah, you know, sometimes I have these smarticle particles, and I'm so smart that I think of questions even after I think I'm done with the research. You know, that's how you can tell if you're a true genius.
Right.
Okay? And not only am I a genius, I'm a genius with a penis, okay? So,
a weenus?
Yeah, with a weenus. My weenus, yeah. You seriously didn't know that's called a weenus? Yeah, that's a weenus right there at your elbow. You know that? I swear to God, it's true. I swear to God, it's true. I'm gonna Google it.
Let's go to ask.com.
Ask.com. What is a weenus? So, folks, you know, if you're going to get into it, honestly, it's a dangerous lifestyle. It's cold in Russia, okay? Now, there's some other farms, like in America, but, you know, if you want the pure... raw milkshake, you know, that's usually where they come from. But it's dangerous, man. You got poachers you got to deal with. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy shit going on up there, so be careful, folks.
February 11th, listener party at Jackson's.
Mm-hmm.
It'll start at 9 o'clock. It's a Thursday. We have Paul Sparazza, who's going to perform some live looping. So those of you who have listened to the show and are amazed at what you hear...
That guy is amazing.
You can actually come to the show and watch him do it live.
Have you smelt him before?
He smells fantastic.
Yeah, it's really weird.
He smells like heaven.
Yeah, and boysenberries.
Anyway, so he'll be on the show. Bonnie Mazzell is going to come by and do a song. I'm trying to convince her to do Alone.
She does that so good, man.
Yeah. We went. I went and saw her at the piano bar on Tuesday, and some guy paid her $200 not to do country the rest of the night.
Damn.
And he was serious. He's like, here it is. And then, you know, Billy finished the country song that she was going to play. And wow. He was like, I just paid $200 not to hear country the rest of the night. He goes, no, you paid her $200 not to play country. He goes, if you don't want me to play it, you got to pay me at least $201. And he walked over, ba-dow! And just, you know, threw $401 bucks in less than 10 minutes. And this was like one of the, like, crowdest moments I've ever been in where, I mean, they were just...
Intense.
I mean, everybody was having a good time. Billy was like, I wrote down, you know, in honor of you because you weren't there, I wrote down the Muppet Show theme. He goes, I only do that when Mike's here. He's like, where's Mike? I go, he's not here. He's like, well, he needs to be here in order for me to do this.
We've been having to go out a lot lately. We've been having to make appearances.
But it's working.
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
obviously.
It's working, so.
It's tiring, though, you know?
It is tiring.
I didn't realize it. But
I actually had to walk Bonnie to her car.
Oh, wow.
Because there was the lovely window that they have there.
Right.
Very strange, suspicious-looking guy was walking back and forth. And I didn't notice it right away. And then I was like, he's back.
Oh, wow. And I was like,
he's back. And he would stand over by where the shoe store is.
Yeah, yeah.
And he'd watch her. And he'd just watch her.
Wow.
And then he would move over to where the escalators were, and he'd come back, and he'd stand there, and he'd watch her. Then he walked over to the crate place, and he came back, and then he'd watch her. And so the end of the night, she's getting ready to leave, and I go, can I walk you out? She's like, it's cool. You don't have to go. No, I feel a lot better if I walked you out. And that's twice. Even at the MGM, there was a drunk guy one time that was getting real close and breathing on her. And
yeah.
I was like, I'm like, dude, sit down and leave her alone.
It's mostly because she has a giant rack.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she knows it.
And that can be scary when you're, you know, that and you're a pianist. You know?
Yeah.
You mix those things together.
So more people are emailing Sirius to tell them, put these guys on the air.
I wish they'd stop.
Yeah. At least, you know, for today.
Yeah.
What
do we got?
This one says, to whom it may concern, I have been an avid listener of the Rockin' Comedy Show since October of 2009. Have not stopped downloading the weekly podcast since. Crazy J and Mad Mike keep me listening to the show because they're spontaneous, hilarious, fun to listen to. Obviously, person is drunk.
Yeah.
Well, they're writing this.
Then keep drinking,
Zach. The unstructured programming format is what really keeps me listening because you'll never know what happens next. We don't either. Celebrity guests sound very much relaxed in their true selves because the guys make them feel comfortable.
Even Wanger.
even Wanger. I also love the featured parodies and original comedic songs that I rarely hear on the airwaves, which are hilarious. My favorite episode was the 2009 Twisted Christmas Shows Part 1 and 2. Those episodes left me in stitches. They had the best lineup of guests, and they were all bursting into song in the middle
obviously
of the show.
Obviously, she didn't notice that Chris Reject was a part of that.
And okay. And being the musical backdrop of Mad Mike's How To.
Oh, yeah.
I actually was asked if that was going to be released on a Rockin' Comedy Show CD.
Really?
Yeah. I mentioned one time I might do a best of CD and release it, and they're like, that has to be on.
Wow. Yeah, sure.
I believe people actually want me to put on iTunes the Paul Sprazza porno song.
Well, nice.
If you sell that for $1, we could...
We'd be rich.
We have 25 people that were mad the cameras got turned off.
That's true.
We could make a fortune. And 25 bucks for us is a fortune.
That is a fortune. Trust me, I won like 22 and I was ecstatic.
This is a show that will be a good addition to your current roster of talents on SiriusXM Satellite Radio for your current potential subscribers. Anna Javier.
Why is her name freaking Spanish?
Yeah.
Isn't she Chinese or something?
I know that she's listening, so I'm going to say this right now.
Okay.
Never go to a movie with Anna.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
She's loud.
She is?
She doesn't talk throughout the movie, but before the movie starts, she's very loud.
Little Asian eyes, little Asian ears, big Asian mouth.
Yeah. She was talking, and you would have thought that there was music, and like we were in some party, and she was laughing, and I was like, shh. She goes, oh.
I've been to, you know what? She is supposed to be the karaoke queen. I've been to two of the Extreme Karaoke Guys events and have not seen her.
Well, because they moved to Saturdays, and she has
what?
Your same days off.
She has, I'm there. I was there. Where was she?
She works on Saturday.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, but she works like until 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
What?
She works till like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
What the hell? What is she doing? Turning tricks?
I don't know what she
does.
What
do you do at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Anna.
Anna. Hmm?
She actually did take part in a karaoke contest over at the, I think it was the Palazzo.
Oh, yeah.
Sushi Samba's doing something over there. She's trying to win some money. She is actually.
Yeah, she got the pipes, actually.
She can actually belt it out.
Yeah.
I do want to say that our free pizza coupon on the back of our business card does work.
Does it?
It does work. I received a free pizza last night at 3 Tomato and Mozzarella because I go, can we redeem this here? And he looked at it and he goes, sure, why not?
No way. That's so funny.
Now, he may have flipped it over and realized it was me.
Yeah.
And he was like, sure, yeah, whatever. But he was like, sure.
That place, they are really cool there.
Yeah.
I really like that location.
He's like.
Was it the guy?
The same guy. He's the bar manager. And he was like, cool. Dude, if you guys get on serious, we'll pump that in this restaurant. No joke. He goes, You guys are freaking hysterical.
That's great. I'm glad that he likes us. He's cool. And they make great pizza.
That pizza's freaking bomb.
It's good.
The reason for writing this letter is quite simple. I would like to draw your attention to a radio show which I've been privileged to be a part of over the last few months. This show is the Rock and Comedy Show, hosted by Crazy J, Mad Mike, in Las Vegas. Having been interviewed over the years in different parts of the world on a variety of different radio stations, I can honestly say I have never experienced a duo quite like these guys. What does that mean?
Yeah.
What a refreshing experience it was to be amongst their brand of humor and chaotic comedy, which is second to none. This is nothing forced, there is nothing contrived, and I don't even think there is anything planned. That just makes me laugh.
Yeah.
I put a lot of time into this show. Yeah, fuckers.
He does. I don't.
but this show sweeps you away for the duration on a journey into the surreal and hysterical mayhem, which is the chemistry between these two. I am proud to have been a small part of the show and look forward to working with them in the future and wish them every success that they duly deserve. With their unique brand of humor and their colorful roster of guests, I see a very bright future for this show. Good luck to Crazy J and Mad Mike. Martin Andrew.
Thank you, Martin Andrew.
Sir, I have a gift for you. Your very own copy.
Hey, he didn't get
Nobody me. Said it was easy.
By Steve Perry.
By Martin Andrew.
Oh, by Martin Andrew. I'm excited to read this.
It is an awesome book. I just finished it myself, and it's fantastic.
I heard that in the book, I heard he does drugs.
He does some shit in that book, too. You're going to look at him completely different. Well, maybe not. He was different in here when the porn stars were here. But completely different, for sure.
That's awesome.
I actually have a... I don't know if you... Did I ever play you a Martin Andrews song? I don't think I did.
Yeah, if you want my body...
No, that's his Rod Stewart impressions.
Oh.
But he doesn't... You know, he talks in there that his dream is not to be a Rod Stewart impersonator. But here's a little Rod Stewart... Here's a little Martin Andrews. He does all the music on this. He recorded it in his house.
Oh, does he?
The song's actually really kind of a fun song. It's a long way up, long way down. Trying to figure out how to turn it around. It's a long way up. You'll like the picture on the disc, though. He's really looking forward to performing on the bus.
Oh, that's gonna be fun. Is he really?
Oh, yeah.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah.
That's so funny. I don't know why he thinks I'm gonna be fun with that.
Because he knows you.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
It's pretty catchy.
I want him to sing the Toys R Us theme. I think he could do it really good.
We'll get him to do it the next time he comes to the show.
I don't want to grow up.
What's funny is when you look at the book.
That's good.
When you're reading the book and you...
That's awesome.
And you start looking at pictures.
Oh, yeah. He looks just like Steve Perry.
He doesn't look anything like Steve Perry.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
We should ask him. We should ask him what he thinks.
Ask him.
Let me see the...
Okay, I don't want you... You might get scared, so I'm going to hand it to you like this, and you flip it around when you're ready.
All right. You ready?
That's awesome.
That's because great. An ostrich.
It is a wild emu. That is awesome. That's funny.
Yes, I thought of you immediately.
That's
but so that's Martin Andrew. Guys, check out his website, martinandrew.com. He is in Rockstar the Tribute. He is actually going to be hooking us up next week with some tickets to go to that show.
Oh, he's great, dude.
Because it's back in rotation.
Absolutely.
So we're going to go to that. And he's also going to be giving away some tickets at the listener party for that show.
Cool.
And going to be giving away some other items
as well.
You guys
better be at this listener party or I will fuck you up.
We got two in a row. So, yeah, we got this one and we got the one in March with the bus.
Yeah.
And the bus one I think is going to be.
They both are going to be out of this world.
The bus is just going to be.
The thing
so
with the
different.
Problem with the bus is it's limited seating.
Well, that's you got to get there early. That's all we can say. There. We are going to have a contest.
You got to call us. Let us know. We'll do the contest.
We're going to have a contest where they only hold 28 seats on the top of the bus, which is where you want to be.
Yep.
We're going to
be downstairs.
We're going to have tickets to give away to you for 12 seats.
Okay, cool.
And those are reserved, and the other 12 are for whoever gets them.
Gotcha.
So we just got to come up with the ideas for the contest.
That's good. Yeah. And you know, we'll start doing that contest soon, probably at this first listener party.
Yeah.
So another good reason to go to Jackson's, if the fact that it's a Green Bay bar isn't enough for you, and then the fact that we're going to be there, I don't know what else. I don't know. We can't do anything else for you people.
I mean, it's fun, and... you know, in a couple of weeks, we might be hosting a weekly gig at the Hooters Hotel.
How great would that be?
It's
and without really having to do what? what's going on?
Do anything?
Yeah, yeah.
Announce a few people's names?
Is that what we're doing? I don't even know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Is it for the karaoke?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So is that good? Is that a good thing?
Well,
are we happy about this?
It's what we can't talk about on the
no,
air.
No, we can't. Okay.
It's got potential.
It's got potential, folks.
It's got potential.
It's got potential.
We also have another location downtown that might actually be doing it.
Downtown.
Because Fremont Street is a young party place.
It is.
And that's where we need. We need
and crackheads. Well, we need both. We need them.
We do. We do need them.
Yeah.
So yeah, check it out. I mean, we got a lot of stuff going on. So keep. You know,
yeah.
Keep looking at Facebook and find out where we are and listen to the show. And
hey, before you start that news, I got to make some wiener juice.
Well, we're going to take a break.
Great.
We'll be back right after this.
My weenus is happy.
It's Crazy Jay.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny.
About that you were telling all your friends about how you live.
the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor. Nice. Yes, your brother wrote great, G-R-A-T-E.
G-R-E-T-E.
Grit.
Great show this week, guys. Very, V-A-R-Y, funny. See ya on Tuesday, Mike.
See ya on Tuesday, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
I just want to make sure he got his recognition.
He did.
Ooh, excuse me. Excuse me, excuse me.
My dad was like, so, Mike, enjoy his shirt.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Shit happens. Where shit happens.
Where shit happens.
That's awesome.
Apparently, and now it's just anywhere in Florida. Shit happens. Because I've got, like, I think 8 stories from different places in Florida today.
Well, you know
none
why?
Of them, though, Port St. Lucie.
Well, it's because even Port St. Lucie people go on vacation. They just don't leave Florida.
Yeah, they just, I'm from Port St. Lucie, but I'm going to go cause shit in Orlando.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you can fucking bust it in Orlando. Yeah. I'm going to throw a sandwich at a lady in Orlando.
Yeah.
See how that works out for
me. Ladies and gentlemen,
maybe I won't get a felony.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Yeah.
Stop what you're doing.
I don't care. I think Anchorman is a great Will Ferrell movie. A lot of people don't like it.
I liked it.
I think it was hilarious.
I liked it, good.
I love it when
he probably lay low for a while.
I love it when he and Christina Applegate just start insulting each other. She's like, well, you have man boobs. That movie's awesome. I don't know if people didn't like it. That's a freaking great movie.
That was very good.
We're going to get things started with a story right out of Orlando, Florida. Sheriff's deputies in Central Florida found a suspected car thief playing Grand Theft Auto.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
No way.
Yes, they found him playing...
Enough, you know?
They found him playing Grand Theft Auto and later charged him with just that.
Stop him, boys. We're putting this dirtbag away.
I'll be back on the street in 24 hours.
We're trying to make it 12.
Polk County deputies investigating the theft of a 1998 Dodge Durango arrested 30-year-old Michael Ray Eakes.
He couldn't even steal a good car. You know what I mean?
Well, you could steal some shitty cars on Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, but a Dodge Durango, like, that's the best thing you could find to steal.
Maybe at the time.
You know what? It is Florida.
Polk County deputies investigating the theft of the Durango. They found the SUV outside a Haines City home. Eakes was inside the house playing the popular video game.
What do you want?
What's the irony there?
Yeah.
What do I want? I want to play a game.
Eakes was charged with Grand Theft Auto, burglary, and drug possession.
I am totally innocent of any wrongdoing, and I know these terrible allegations will all be proven false.
And now you can get that movie that he did in 3D.
Nope, this is it?
This is it. It's
in 3D?
Yeah.
In 3D?
In 3D. I don't want to see Michael Jackson in 3D.
Yeah.
He gives a whole new meaning of thriller.
Yeah. He was kind of creepy looking in 2D.
Somebody was like, I wish they would have put a webcam in his casket. So, and then you could log in and watch. I go, what? Watch him melt?
A webcam in his casket.
So you could watch a live feed of him decompose. That's gross.
Wouldn't it eventually fog the lens?
I'm
thinking way too hard into that. Just ignore that. Just ignore that.
Yeah.
Let's just continue on, shall we?
At the time of his arrest,
How about the weather?
He was out of jail and on bond for another Grand Theft Auto charge.
No way.
God damn it. Can we please just get back to playing our video game, please?
He's so serious in that clip. Yeah. He's so like...
God damn it. Can we please just get back to playing our video game, please?
Please. Right now.
The first time around when that South Park episode came out where they had Evil Cartman and he had the goatee and everything, everybody's like, that's so you. So Halloween that year I dressed as Evil Cartman.
That's awesome.
According to Polk County records, Eakes remains in custody, bond has not been set, and no attorney has been listed.
Wow.
Because he's a douchebag. San Diego, a U.S. border inspector suspected something very fishy.
I caught you a delicious bass.
About the truckload of white sea bass
nice.
headed into San Diego from the Tijuana-Mexico border.
Tijuana-wana.
Yep. It was a pretty good hunch, you could say. U.S.
Your fish smells like Coke.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection said the authorities seized 708 pounds of marijuana stowed under the fish.
You want to get high?
Yeah.
You want to get high?
You want to get high? An officer at the Otay Mesa border crossing ordered the truck driver aside to put the cargo under x-rays.
Something smells fishy.
Authorities said they found 29 wrapped packages of marijuana hidden beneath the fish and a layer of ice.
I don't do drugs, though. Just weed.
The driver was a 34-year-old man from Ensenada, Mexico, whose name was not released. Why not? Why can we not know his name?
And you know what this thing? He's Mexican. He's going to be one of four names. Paco, Nacho, Taco, and Enrique.
Or Juan.
Or Juan. Exactly. There's only so many they could have, folks.
He was booked into a downtown San Diego jail for investigation of drug smuggling.
I'm somebody sick.
Probably so.
Just, you know, we're not racist on the show.
And this is a story of, this is another story about irony. You have a guy that gets, you know, arrested for Grand Theft Auto, and he's playing Grand Theft Auto.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a cat, which became famous in Britain for riding on the buses around the southern English city of Plymouth, has died after, well, being run over.
Oh,
man, you are a maniac. That's funny.
Casper, a 12-year-old black and white cat, it's named appropriately now.
Yeah, seriously.
Casper, 12-year-old black and white cat, used to wait with the commuters at a bus stop outside his home and then hop onto the number 3 bus to find a seat to curl up on. The cat was so well known on the service that the drivers knew at which stops to let him off.
Wow.
Casper's death was announced on a notice put up by his bus stop by the owners.
Oh.
Many local people knew Casper, who loved everyone. He also enjoyed the bus's journey, it said. Sadly, a motorist hit him and did not stop. Casper died from his injuries.
Bummer.
Yeah. Well, isn't that just a cat's ass?
He will be greatly missed. He was a much-loved pet who had so much character. Thank you to all who befriended him. The bus service, First Devon and Cornwall, said it was devastated by the cat's death. Casper touched many people's lives and clearly had a very exciting life traveling around Plymouth and who knows where else, a company spokeswoman said in their statement.
Uh-huh. Billy Good Cat is a stir-fried cat.
That's right, Alf. I suspect that he's now exploring heaven and is telling all the other cats up there about the many adventures he had.
That's true. I have to tell you something before you continue, before I forget. Scanlan had these guests today,
mm-hmm.
and they were a married couple. His name was Jake. Her name was Deb. Her last name and his last name were different. Her last name was Gay. She did not take his last name, and there's a very good reason why. And I thought Gay is a pretty bad last name. This guy's last name was Bader. Her name would have been Debater. That's horrible.
It's almost as bad as Sackrider.
That is. The other name was Debater.
Debater.
That's horrible.
That's my wife, Debater. Nice. Gotta love that.
Yeah.
This is an interesting story. And yet again, it's weird. And why is it weird? Because it happens in London.
Oh, wow.
International hotel chain Holiday Inn is offering a trial human bed warming service at 3 hotels in Britain this month.
A human bed warming?
Now concerned on a number of levels.
Yes.
A human bed warming?
Yes.
Hello.
If requested, a willing staff member at 2 of the chair's London hotels and 1 in the northern English city of Manchester will dress in all fleece sleeper suits before sleeping between the sheets.
You don't have to be naked for this. But I don't have to not be naked for it either.
So hold on. Their whole job...
Like a turndown service.
...is to sleep in your bed until you're ready.
Until you get there. I don't know if that makes me comfortable.
That's creepy.
So that your bed's not cold when you...
Wow. Yeah. What if you accidentally get in the bed and they're still in there?
Have some fun.
Yeah.
The new Holiday Inn bed warmer service is a bit like having a giant hot water bottle in your bed, Holiday Inn spokeswoman Jane Bednail said. The bed warming is equipped with a thermometer to measure the bed's required temperatures of 20 degrees Celsius, which is 68 degrees Fahrenheit. Holiday Inn said the warmer would be fully dressed, so yes, you do have to close, and leave the bed before the guest is occupying it. They could not confirm the warmer would... Oh, yeah, this is the part that freaks me out. They could not confirm if the warmer would shower first, but their hair would be covered.
Oh, my God, dude. That is...
So you could have...
You have that just rolled out of bed smell.
You could have the stank of B.O., but your hair's covered.
That is, that's so gross.
You roll over, you smell the pillow.
What the fuck is that?
What is that shit?
I didn't eat fruit roll-ups.
Florence Evis, Holiday Inn spokeswoman, said that the innovative bed warming method was a response to Britain's recent cold weather and marked the launch of 3,200 new Holiday Inns worldwide.
Tell me. Why do you love the bed so much?
Oh, it's fun.
That's creepy.
She could not explain why the beds were not being warmed by hot water bottles or electric blankets, but admitted the human method was quirky.
It's different.
Holiday Inn are promoting the service with the help of sleep expert Chris... You ready for this?
Yep.
See if you can pronounce it. Okay. IDZIKOWSKI. Idawaski, I think?
Say it again.
IDZIKOWSKI.
Idzikowski?
Idzikowski. Anyway, he's not important. There's plenty of scientific evidence to show that the sleep starts at the beginning of the night when body temperatures start to drop, he said. A warm bed around 24 Celsius is a good way to start the process, whereas a cold bed would inhibit your sleep. And the fact that somebody didn't shower...
You know what, though? Like, I thought you were supposed to sleep better when it's cold.
He says it's not, because your body has to be a certain temperature.
That guy's a fucking idiot, okay? I'm the professional.
Why don't you talk to on that?
I'm going to.
Let's see. A Memphis man who last month got a $3,000... taxi ride from Miami. Remember that story?
Yes.
Memphis man who last month got a $3,000 taxi ride from Miami and then refused to pay the bill.
You jackass!
Was sentenced to 35 days in jail.
No way.
Yeah, the commercial appeal report, 53-year-old Lucille Perez told the cab driver his wife would pay for the 1,600-mile ride when they arrived. The trip took 20 hours, including rest and meal stops. When his wife didn't have the money, Perez was taken to jail.
Wow.
So, do I still have to go to jail?
He pleaded guilty in General Sessions Criminal Court to reduce charge of theft of property under $500. Under a plea agreement, he was sentenced to time served. He was not required to pay restitution because he had been declared indigent.
Indigent?
Indigent.
That's similar to ignorant?
I guess so. Boulder authorities locked down a Lafayette character school while they examined a duffel bag left at the campus parking lot that ended up containing a Kermit the Frog doll.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Boulder County's bomb squad responded to the Peak Charter School after an employee there called at about 7:15 a.m. to report the unattended bag. Authorities used a robot with movable arms and a camera to investigate the bag, and then the officer inspected it to make sure that it was safe.
Uh-oh.
That's right.
Lo and behold, Kermit the Frog.
Authorities cleared the scene at about 10 a.m. Students and staff were locked down until then in a campus building.
They were locked down for Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
We need that type of popularity.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Yeah. Going back to London, tough new rules for pubs and clubs, including a ban on drinking games like the infamous dentist chair.
What the fuck?
Will be introduced in Britain this year in a bid to curb a heavy drinking culture that costs the counties billions of pounds a year. Other promotions like all you can drink for £10, which is $16 American, spending drinking competitions, and women drink free nights will all be prohibited.
No way.
I'm never drinking again.
That's right. No more women drinking for free.
What the hell is that shit?
Now there's no reason to get a sex change.
But controversially, Bulk offers a cheap alcohol in supermarkets, widely regarded as one of the main sources of Britain's problems with underage and excessive drinking, and this will not be affected. Home Security Alan Johnson said he did not want to target responsible drinkers on low incomes, but the government and the industry had a duty to act on booze-fueled promotions.
That is weird.
What can I do? How can I help? What are we drinking?
That's like the prohibition all over again.
Yeah. Do you want to know what the dentist chair is?
Oh, God.
The dentist chair, where drinks are poured directly into the mouth by others, was made famous by celebrities of celebrations of footballer Paul Gasoline of Euro 96. It will be banned in April, and publicans will have to ensure free tap water is made available to revelers.
Wow.
So you just... We do it here. Yeah, but I don't think it's called a dentist chair.
No, it's like
it's
a
when
beer
you just lean back
pong.
And they pour the bottle right in. I think that's what they're talking about. Yeah. Sucks to be there.
Damn. Let's go to Scotland.
Air France denied media reports that it is that it planned on extra charge for overweight passengers if they were unable to fit into a single seat.
Hello, my name is Dick, and I'm a fat loser.
Instead, the National Courier said that from February 1st, overweight passengers who had freely chosen to buy an extra seat for comfort would get their money back on flights that were not fully booked.
Oh,
contrary
cool.
to reports in the press, Air France is not planning to force corpulent passengers to pay for a second seat.
Hello.
So that means midgets only have to buy half a seat.
Right. Well, they have to still pay for the second seat, but if it's not a full flight, they're getting a refund.
What if you're a midget? Well, should you pay for a full seat and get only half?
Well, you're using the whole seat. Air France said that since 2005, it had offered overweight passengers an option to buy a second seat at 25% discount. It is not an obligation. We suggest to such passengers they buy a second seat for their own comfort and in order to be sure the seats are adapted to their needs. If the plane is not full, they can get a refund, Air France spokesman Jean-Pierre said.
Fuck that guy.
Several newspapers had reported that obese passengers flying Air France would have to pay 75 cents per seat of the cost of a second seat on top of the full price of that seat. So, yeah, if you're big, you're not...
Don't fly with Air France.
Yeah. Southwest Airlines and United Airlines have a policy where oversized people need to buy a second seat and can claim a refund if the plane is not full. This has followed many complaints from adjacent passengers.
Okay, that's enough badass jokes for this week.
In 2006, Air France was sued by a French passenger after the airline told him he was too big to fit in one seat and would have to buy an additional seat if he wanted to fly from New Delhi to Paris. The passenger who sued on the ground, he was deeply humiliated by the situation because he was measured in a public area of the airport, and he won the case.
TD won. McDonald's hot coffee is hot.
Yeah, but I'm going to still pour it on my crotch
and then
get a shitload of money. An Alaska man who hit a taco. Now, this actually.
Did you say he hit a taco?
No, I stopped.
Oh, you should have continued with taco.
I was, but this is a story that should take place in Port St. Lucie, but it does not. It takes place in Fairbanks, Alaska. This Alaskan man who hit a Taco Bell manager in the face with a double-decker taco.
He has stuff on his head.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Has been sentenced to one day in jail and 1 year probation.
Food fight! Yeah.
One day in jail. For one double-decker taco. He should have got 2 days because it was a double-decker.
Warren Strickland of Fairbanks must also pay a $100 fine after pleading guilty to the disorderly conduct. The 31-year-old says he threw the taco because it contained spit.
Dude, I spit in that.
How did you know?
Yeah, exactly. Because once you get them at Taco Bell, they're wrapped. So
yeah.
How would you know?
Like an X-ray vision?
Because
Superman?
It contained spit, and after he went through the drive-thru twice because the restaurant manager messed up his order, he claims the manager accused him of lying to get free food. Strickland is banned from the Taco Bell during his year of probation.
Gee, no.
See,
really?
See, folks, that's a Port St. Lucie story.
That really is.
That happens. Because people get assaulted with sandwiches.
That could happen here in Vegas, actually. That could have been me.
An Ocala, Florida woman was arrested and charged with driving under the influence twice in 3 days. The Marion County Sheriff's Office reported that the 43-year-old woman was first arrested Saturday. This is like the guy last week that was arrested three times in the same
day.
So she was driving under the influence twice in 3 days. She was arrested on Saturday. She was booked into jail on a DUI charge and released later that day.
All right. This chick is toast.
There's your Bill Murray.
Yeah.
The same deputy that arrested the woman on Saturday reportedly pulled her over again early Monday morning for erratic driving.
Same woman.
The same woman. The deputy reported that she failed several field sobriety tests and her blood alcohol level tested at the jail was more than twice the legal limit.
Oh, my God, dude.
State law considers a person impaired with a blood alcohol level of 0.08%. She was charged with another DUI and released later the same day.
I've seen some pretty shitty situations in my life, but nothing has ever sucked more ass than this.
Why would you let her out? That's from Bad Santa.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. Well, now, if you're fully level, that's high.
Why would they let her out?
How did she figure out how to open the door to her car?
The arresting deputy reported that the woman was wearing pajamas and no shoes both times that she was pulled over.
Wow, at least she's consistent.
you can't bother for that.
Did you see the... never mind.
What?
I said, have you seen the episode of My Name is Earl where they arrest the... They go to arrest the one guy? I can't remember his name. What show is he on? I remember. Continue.
I knew it was a bad idea to go, what?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, pissed I am at Heroes.
Oh, yeah.
I sent them an email today.
Did you?
Yeah. Don't like the direction that it's going. 51-year-old Detroit man was arrested for impersonating an officer after police said he interfered with a prostitution sting. Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon said in a release that the man pulled alongside an undercover female officer.
Stupid!
He flashed a badge and then yelled, "Get off of the street." Here's another soundbite you're going to like.
We're so fucked. This plan's been fucked since Jump Street, man.
Yeah.
Another man who believed he was speaking with a prostitute drove away. Napoleon said the suspect continued to follow his deputy but sped off when she told him she was an officer. He was stopped and arrested by other deputies who found a loaded .40 caliber handgun, Detroit police badge, hats, and other clothing with police logos all in his pickup truck.
No way.
And this is it, the story of the week. It's not Port St. Lucie, but it's Port Richie, Florida.
They're neighbors.
They're very close. They're a port town.
Yeah.
People lose their minds there. let's see. A 49-year-old woman has been jailed in Pasco County, accused of stealing a car on her first day out of prison.
First day out of prison.
Teresa Jones faces charges of grand theft of a motor vehicle, cocaine possession, and two counts of possession of drug.
One day. She got her hands.
On one day, she was charged with grand theft, cocaine possession, two counts of possession of drug paraphernalia.
Where the hell did she get coke, drug paraphernalia, and managed to steal the car?
I don't know, but she's being held on $7,300 bond.
Erroneous on both counts.
Jones was released from Lowell County Correctional Institute on Wednesday, and at the end of a 2-year, 8-month sentence, authorities said she met with a pen pal and they drove to Newport Richie Hotel. Jones took the man's car Wednesday night, saying she was going to buy beer.
I'm thirsty. I want a beer. What about you? You want a beer?
She was located the next morning. Jones told authorities that she stole the car so she could get drugs.
Wow.
At least she's honest.
Well, it's been thrilling. Now, if you'll excuse me.
And that's how we know that the world is still...
Still turning.
Yep. Still alive and well.
But Port St. Lucie on vacation.
Yeah.
All I'm going to say about Heroes, lesbianism.
No.
Yeah. And as hot as it is with Hayden Panettiere, doesn't need to be in the story.
Yeah.
And I was, and when that happened, when I seen it happening, I was like, come on, are you serious?
Yeah, that's lame.
It doesn't need to go that direction, but like, let's make it hot. Let's make her have a lesbian relationship.
They're trying to make it more bi-racial, whatever, friendly, more gay-friendly,
I don't know.
You
what think? It is. I don't know what it is, but anyway, Siler's making her do it.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, so it's ridiculous.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah, I was like, I think I'm done. I'm gonna, if it doesn't change
out
next week, I'm done with it. I'm like, okay, this is bad. They kill people off, they come back, they kill people off. Are they dead? They not dead? What
the hell's going on? Right?
Did they sign a contract to extend their... I want to be on the show, I want off the show. I need to be on the show, I want off the show.
What do you think they are? Brett Favre? Yeah,
they said at the start of the season, somebody's going to die. Yes, they've died 8 times.
8 times, yeah.
It's like, kill him already.
Yeah. End it.
You're like, you thought he was dead, and then like 4 episodes go by, and then he's like, he's cooking in his kitchen. You're like, dude, the guy's dead.
How'd that happen?
It's ridiculous now. They're stretching. They're stretching. They're running out of ideas. So I don't know how much longer it's gonna continue.
Much like this show.
Hmm?
Not what?
Much like this show. Yeah. It's done. See you. We're off of Sirius. We're not doing that.
Yeah. Screw you. We're going home.
Thanks the wonderful Wanger.
Wanger
and
coming down.
And Ray for coming in and
support. What's her name again?
Ray.
Ray what? Do you remember?
Ray.
Ray. She had a last name thing, didn't she?
I don't think it's important.
Okay. Damn it. I remember that she had one. I just remember what it was.
Ray. Oh, Ray Indigo.
Doesn't that kind of remind you of like Revendigo?
Revendigo. Speaking of Revendigo, our logo is being done for the car.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
So that's
is it going to be like the purpley thing or what?
Yeah, it's going to be that.
Is it going to be this big or bigger?
It's going to be four feet by 5 feet.
That's awesome.
A big, huge circle.
Great. We got to get that. And then I want to, he needs to bring it down here. We need to go see him so we can take a picture of us humping it. I think that's important. You know, necessities.
We'll have to go there, I think.
Watch him.
Drive it here. It's not, you know.
Watch him race. Then I hope he like crashes and then we can yell at him. Get all mad like sponsors can, you know?
Get a discount. Hey!
Yeah.
You take care of that logo. When you wash this car, you wash that first.
Yeah, yeah.
Always make sure that's shiny.
We can make demands now.
We want. How's our logo doing?
How's
take
logo?
A picture.
We want to see it right now.
After
we want it before and after the race. Okay?
After every race. Where's our picture? We want to see the condition of that logo.
There better not be a ding. Oh, buddy.
It's awesome that we're on a race car.
That'd be cool.
It's fucking cool.
So go watch the races.
Yeah.
In California. L.A. area. Right?
That's right.
Somewhere in L.A.
Yeah. L.A. Dirt tracks.
Dirt tracks. Oh, he does dirt racing.
Yeah, he told you that last week.
I remember.
Yeah, and you were like, I prefer streets because dirt's dirt.
Oh, that's right.
Only dirty.
Only get dirty.
February 11th come. We'll have the result of the Super Bowl. And then our bit. Somebody's going to eat either a jar of dill pickles.
Or sweet pickles.
Or sweet pickles.
That's right.
Because I say that, who did I say?
You said Saints.
That's right, the Saints. I say the Saints are going to win.
I'm saying the Colts. I'm going with the Colts.
So, we'll see.
Peyton Manning over Drew Brees. But who knows? I really, honestly, it's anybody's game. But I'm going to be different. Just that way, maybe there's a chance you can eat some sweet pickles. It'd be awesome. Maybe they can be the Bix. Yum, yum. We can get those in.
I'm going to buy one of those great big jars of the giant dill pickles, and I'm going to give those to you. Because you didn't say how big they had to
That's
be.
That's right. You didn't either. So don't be surprised if I show up fucking Costco crate of pickles, okay? It's going to be a bag of pickles.
A bag of... Well, they're still going to be sweet pickles. They're still smaller.
Well, they are. Yeah. You can only chew them once. One chew and swallow.
Oh, yeah, right. That's going to happen. I'm not Scanlan. That's it. Next week is our 100th show.
Ooh, yay.
We finally did it.
And in case you want to know who the special guest is, it's going to be me.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
We're 1 month away from Mad Mike's 1 year anniversary.
Oh, wow. You're right, huh?
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's awesome. Your first appearance on the show as a guest DJ was February
15th? No, I thought it was in March.
Well, you became an official co-host in March.
Oh, my first appearance was
February. So your first appearance was February 15th.
Wow. It's like, what, two shows? One show away?
It's about two shows away.
Wow, that's crazy, man.
So, awesome.
All right.
All right, that's it.
Peace.